Hebrews chapter 5 and the first part of chapter 6. This message by Brother William Marina Branham was delivered in the morning of September 8, 1957 at Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. 希伯来书第五章及第六章第一部分。这篇信息是威廉·玛丽安娜·伯南汉弟兄于1957年9月8日上午在美国印第安纳州杰弗森威尔的伯南汉堂传讲的。
Of the book of Hebrews. Then we get into the seventh, the Melchizedek priesthood. And then we get in from the Melchizedek priesthood into that great days of an atonement and separating, dividing the atonements.
还是讲希伯来书。今天上午讲第五章最后的一部分和第六章的第一部分。以后我们会讲到第七章关于麦基洗德的祭司身份。我们会从麦基洗德的祭司身份讲到赎罪祭的伟大时代和除罪的祭。
Then into that great faith chapter, the 11th chapter and the 12th chapter, laying aside every weight.
然后就讲伟大的信心的那一章，就是第十一章和第十二章，当放下各样的重担。
And the 13th chapter, that eternal home, not built by man's hands, but God alone who has made this great home. How wonderful.
再就是第十三章。那永恒的天家不是靠人手所造的，而是神他自己所造的伟大的家，多么美好啊！
I'm glad to see our sister back there. It's just entered the service. I see her and her husband. Yesterday we were on a road up across a place that
我很高兴看见刚刚进来的一位姐妹，我看到她和她的丈夫。昨天我们一起路过了一个地方。
I thought I knowed every little crack and corner by being game warden here in Indiana and patrolled for several years. I knowed every place, but I could have got lost yesterday up there, where there's that on top of the knobs, a new road.
我以为我当过印第安纳州的渔猎管理员，在这一带地方巡逻过许多年。我以为我熟悉这地方的每个角落，我熟悉每一个地方。但是我昨天在他们住的山顶上差点迷了路，那里有一条新路。
And the lady had cancer in the lungs. And the Lord definitely healed the woman. We took all, and how it all come, we were sitting there. Brother Roberson, he's probably in today, I see his wife. And Brother Woods, which is in, and we were up there in an old truck. Brother Roberson and I and Brother Woods.
那位女士得了肺癌，神显然已经医治了她。一切都是那么奇妙，我们正好都坐在那里。罗伯森弟兄他今天可能也在这里，我看见了他的妻子，还有伍德弟兄在这里。我们坐着一辆旧卡车，我和罗伯森弟兄、伍德弟兄上那儿去。
We got this truck went up there top of the hill, and there the Lord showed the cancer definitely, and then we stood there and watched it leave the woman with our own eyes.We stood and watched it, leave the woman.
我们坐那辆卡车去了那里，在山顶上，在那里主向我显明了那姐妹得了癌症。我们就站在那里看着癌症离开了那位姐妹。我们站在那里亲眼看到了癌症离开了那位姐妹的身体。
And she called back to Brother Woods' wife and was telling me she's spitting up that real black stuff. And here she is this morning.Sitting back in the church, her and her beloved husband having a wonderful time in the Lord. Isn't he wonderful?
Amen. 他给伍德弟兄的妻子打了电话。伍德弟兄的妻子告诉我，那位姐妹吐出了一种黑色的东西。今天上午，她就坐在这教堂的后排，她和她亲爱的丈夫，在主内享受着美好的时光。神不是很奇妙吗？
AndI didn't know that here, usually to the people that's around, very seldom visions happen here. This is my home. And I mean in the church.
我不知道，这里本地的人通常很少看到异象发生。这是我的家，我的意思是指在这个教会里。
Sunday a week, how many were sure to see the man in the wheelchair, blind, crippled, and balanced, and mental nerves gone, and males would give him up, and some Catholic doctor friend of mine sent him up here.
上星期天，一个星期以前，有多少人在这里看到那个坐在轮椅上的男人，瞎着眼，腿又是瘸的，不能平衡自己，他大脑神经失调了，梅尔诊所的医生们已经放弃了对他的治疗。我的一位天主教的朋友把他送到了这里。
And before coming to the service, the Lord gave a vision of the man. You all know that. And there the man was healed, but thus saith the Lord.
在参加聚会之前，主给了我一个关于那个人的意象，你们都知道那件事。那人被主如此说医治了。看到了没有？
And then got up, walked out, took his wheelchair, can see like you could or I can, and walked out of the building pushing his chair normally. And the balance nerve, you know, you can't hold yourself up, see, you just can't. And for years it's that.
他站起来了，走出了教堂，带走了他的轮椅。他就像你我一样能看见了，并推着他的轮椅从这里走了出去。他的平衡神经恢复了。你们知道，若你平衡神经失调，你自己就站不起来，对不对？你根本不可能站起来。许多年来，那个人都站不起来的。
And yesterday when I got there, the lady had been having a dream of seeing me come in just at 2 o'clock and pronounce her with cancer, and then thus saith the Lord, she was healed.
昨天我到了那里，在那之前，那位女士做了一个梦，梦见我在2点钟到达那里，并宣布他得的是癌症，然后说主如此说，他得医治了。
And she woke up, and it was just exactly 2 o'clock, and the Spirit of the Lord came down, and there that dream that she had, and the Lord gave the interpretation, and she was healed right there on the spot, right there where we was watching. How wonderful!
他醒过来的时候，正好是2点钟，我到了那里，圣灵降下，他的梦全部应验了。主解了他的梦，他就当着我们的面得了医治，多么奇妙啊！
Can't think of her name. What is it? What is your name, Sister Walton? Sister Walton, sitting back there. Would you just stand up, Sister Walton?
我想不起他的名字来了，是什么名字？姐妹，你的名字是什么？哦，沃顿，对对对，沃顿姐妹，就坐在那后面。沃顿姐妹，请你站起来好吗
？I want to ask you how you're feeling.Amen. It's good. Fine, amen. He is so good to bless us in that manner. So we're expecting the exceedingly abundantly of God's great measure.
我想问问你的感觉怎么样？阿门。那很好，非常好。我们的主耶稣基督是多么看顾我们呢？我们期待神将他极大的丰盛赐给我们。
A doctor is keeping this back from her.He told her that she's only breathing out of one side. What it was, a cancer had grown across and cut the breathing off of that side of the lung, you see.
有一位医生一直瞒着她，告诉她说她只是一边呼吸有点问题，实际上是癌细胞已经扩散到了整个胸部，那一边的肺已经不能呼吸了。你看到没有？
You can't see cancer through x-ray because cancer is a cell itself and it's life. And you just look right through the cancer with an x-ray. You don't see it.
你通过 X 光是看不到癌症的，因为癌症本身是一种细胞，它是活着的，所以你要通过 X 光检查癌症是检查不出来的，你看不到它。
And, but the Lord has really, we stood there and watched it ourselves with our own eyes, watch it moving and seen it leave with our own eyes. So we're so grateful for that.
主完全医治了它，我们就站在那里亲眼看着那癌肿消失了。是亲眼看见的，所以我们为此十分的感谢神。
And now, pray now for us this week while we're gone. And Brother Neville will probably take up where we left off for the Wednesday night service. Don't miss it now, this great chain of the book of the Revelation.
下个星期我们要出门，请为我们祷告。我不在的时候，内维尔弟兄可能会主持星期三晚上的聚会。你们不要错过了关于伟大的希伯来书的系列讲道啊。
I know much prayer has been offered, and we know that God hears prayer, but we, this morning, we want to offer just a little prayer before the reading of the book.
我知道你们已经很恳切的祷告，我们知道神垂听祷告。今天上午，我们想在读圣经之前祷告一会儿。
Now any person that's able can read the book this way or can open it this way, but it takes God alone to open the understanding, or He's the only one who can do it. So let us bow our heads just a moment.
任何人都能读圣经，或者说都能打开圣经，但只有神能开启我们的心窍。因为他是那唯一能做这事的那一位，所以让我们低下头。
Now, Father, in the name of Thy beloved Son, the Lord Jesus, we most humbly come now to submit ourselves as Thy servants, that You would speak through us.
父啊，奉你所爱的儿子主耶稣的名，我们最谦卑的来献上我们自己，作为你的仆人，这样你就能。向我们说话。
Circumcise the lips that speak and the ears that hear, that the word might be spoke by God and heard by the Spirit in the people. Grant it, Father.
求你给我们说话的嘴唇和听话的耳朵施割礼，使神说出来的道能被人里面的灵听见。父啊，求你恩准。
May He take the word of God and minister to us just as we have need.For we asked it in His name and for His glory. Amen.
愿神拿起神的道来向我们这些需要的人传讲。我们奉他的名，为他的荣耀这样祈求。阿们。
Now reading this morning, we're studying. We're not preaching, just studying this book of Hebrews. How many is enjoying it? Oh, we're having a wonderful time.
今天上午我们不是讲道，而是查经。我们来学习希伯来书。有多少人喜欢这样的查经啊、这样的时光多么美好啊。
And now just studying close scripture up on scripture. It must, the whole entire Bible ties together. There's not one word out of its place if it be placed together by the Holy Spirit.
现在我们要一段经文一段经文的详细的查考。整本圣经是联系在一起的。靠着圣灵，圣经里的一个字也不会放错位置。
Now, man has said the Bible contradicts itself. I want to see it.
Amen.
I've asked 25 years for that, and no one's ever showed it yet. The Bible does not contradict. If it is, it isn't the Bible.
有人说圣经是自相矛盾的，我倒想看一看是怎么个自相矛盾。我曾经问过这问题，超过25年了。但是没有人能指得出来，圣经绝不是自相矛盾的。若它自相矛盾的话，那就不是圣经了。
The great infant Jehovah could not contradict his own self, so he's no contradiction in the Bible. It's just the misunderstandings of people.
伟大的无限的耶和华绝不可能自相矛盾，所以圣经是不会自相矛盾的，只是人有误解。
Now for a little background till we go back. Now the book of Hebrews was written by St. Paul to the Hebrews. He wrote one to the Ephesians. That was the people at Ephesus, the Christian church. One to the Romans at Rome and one to the Galatians and one to the Hebrews.
现在我们讲一点背景。希伯来书是使徒保罗写给希伯来人的。他写了一封书信给以弗所人，那是在以弗所的基督教会。他又写了一封信给罗马的基督徒，还有一封给加拉太人，一封给希伯来人。
Now we notice that Paul being a Bible teacher to begin with, that's what we learn. That he sat under the great teacher, one of the greatest of his days, Gamaliel.
我们注意到，保罗本来就是个圣经教师，那是我们知道的。他在伟大的教师，当时最伟大的教师之一加马列门下受教。
He was well versed in the Old Testament. He knew it well, but became a persecutor of the way that was Christ's way, because he'd been trained in the Old Testament under teachers.
他精通旧约，他十分的熟悉旧约，但是却迫害基督徒所持守的。也就是基督的信仰，因为他受教于精通旧约的教法师。
But the teachers usually carnal I hope I don't say anything wrong, but usually if a man has just the teaching and the way of the schools, it's usually man-made.
而那些教师通常是属血气的。我希望我没有讲错什么。一般来说，一个人如果只受神学院的传统教育，那通常得到的是人的知识。
See, it isn't inspired because it becomes a doctrine of a school. We have it today. Presbyterian, Lutheran, Pentecostal, all. These schools have their theory. And they just wind the scriptures into this. And it was the same in the Old Testament.
看，它不是出于启示，因为那些东西变成了教派的教条。我们今天有那么多教派，长老会的、路德派的、五旬节教派的等等，各个教派都有他们自己一套的理论，他们曲解圣经来迎合他们自己的教义，在旧约里也是如此。
But Paul being well trained and knew the scriptures by the word, but you see the scriptures, no matter how well you know them, if the Spirit doesn't quicken them, then the letter killeth, the Spirit giveth life.
作为训练有素的保罗，他借着神的道明白经文，但你看，不管你是多么懂圣经，若不是圣灵使他的经意活跃起来，那字句就是死的，圣灵使之有生命。
See, it must be quickened or made alive by the Spirit. If the Spirit doesn't liven the word and make it a reality to you, then the letter is just intellectual.
看，圣经必须靠圣灵激活，使之活跃起来。如果圣灵没有激活神的道，把它变成对你来说是真实的东西，那么这些字句只不过是知识而已。
That's where we have so many confessed Christians today, or professed Christians, is an intellectual conception of Christ.
那就是我们今天有很多人声称自己是基督徒的原因，他们只不过是把基督当作一个概念来思考。
Then we got off on, well, he had to feel something, and he had to do something, and we'll get into all that after a while.
我们有一种人把基督理性化，另一种人把基督感性化，说啊，人总得感觉点什么，你总该做点什么，啊，过一会儿我们要讲到那一点。
One had to shout. The Methodists used to have to shout before they had it. The Pentecostals had to speak with tongues before they had it. And some of them, the Shakers used to have to shake.
有些人必须喊叫，卫理公会信徒过去是必须先喊叫才能得到圣灵。五旬节教派信徒是必须说方言才能得到圣灵，哈哈！他们有些教派，例如颤抖派信徒，就必须要颤抖。
They walk up and down, men on one side, women on the other. See, shakers. Then the Holy Spirit come on and shook them. They had it, but it's all just fantastics. None of it the truth.
是的，他们上下抖动，男的在一边，女的站另一边，看到没有？那是颤抖派。说那样圣灵就临到了他们，使他们颤抖，他们说他们得了圣灵了，但是这一切都是荒谬的，都不是真理。
God lives in his word. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word. By faith are you saved through grace, not by anything, whether you shake or speak with tongues or whatever takes place, that has nothing to do into it at all.
神是在他的道里，信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。通过恩典，你因信而得救，不是通过任何其他的东西。不管你是否颤抖，是否说方言，或者其他的什么，这些跟他一点关系都没有。
Jesus said, He that heareth my words and believeth on him that sent me hath eternal life.
Amen. 耶稣说，那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生。
He that heareth my word and believeth, been made quickened to him, hath eternal life.
Amen.
There it is.
Praise God.
Doesn't matter what little thing that you do.
那听我话并相信我的，被我的话激活的就有永生，这就对了。不管你做的事情有多大或者多小。
Now, I'm not against shaking or speaking with tongues or shaking all that shouting. That's all right. That's fine. But that's only attributes. See?
我并不是反对说方言或者颤抖或者叫喊，那都没有问题，那很好。但那些只是他的属性，明白吗？
I could give you an apple off the tree and you still wouldn't have the tree. See, it's the attributes.
我可以从树上摘个苹果给你，但是你仍然得不到那棵苹果树，明白吗？那些只是他的属性。
Lying, stealing, drinking, smoking, gambling, committing adultery, that's not sin. That's the attributes of unbelief.
Amen.
See? That's what you do that because you are a sinner.
Amen.
说谎、偷盗、喝酒、抽烟、赌博、奸淫，那些都不是罪，他们是不幸的属性。看，你做那些事是因为你是个罪人。
See? But first you are a sinner, that's what make you do that.
Amen.
Because you do not believe. And if you do believe, then you do not do that.
明白吗？首先你是个罪人，是那罪性使你那样做，因为你不信。如果你信神的话，你就不会那样做。
Then you have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness, meekness, patience. That's the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
See?
你就会拥有仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。那是圣灵所结的果子，看到没有？
So we got little things, little sensations, just because that man got off of the old beaten path of the Word.
Amen.
It's the word, faith cometh by hearing.
如果一个人走向极端，凭感情用事，是因为那人偏离了神的道。神的道是最重要的，信道是从听道来的。
So when Paul, God chose Paul, man chose Matthias, when he to cast the lots, but he never did nothing, that showsWhat a power the church has then to make a choice, to elect their deacons and send their preachers to different places. That's carnal many times.
神选择了保罗，人选择了马提亚。当他们是靠着摇签选出马提亚的。但是马提亚后来什么事也没有做。那不过是表明教会有权柄做决定，选择他们的执事，派遣他们的传道人到各地去讲道。许多的时候那些事是出于血气的。
Let a man go where God leads him to go. I like that. If the people in a conference, they'll say, well, here's a nice church. This brother's built up a nice church. And they have a little pet. They'll send him over to this church. They don't realize they're killing themselves. See?
要让一个人去神要带领他去的地方。我喜欢这一点。举例说，如果在一个大聚会里，人们只是说，好，那是个漂亮的教堂。哦，这位弟兄建立了真一个漂亮的教堂啊。我们有最受欢迎的传道人，他们就要差派他去那个教会。他们没有意识到，他们这样做其实是在自取灭亡，明白吗？
First place that that man goes in there, he can't fill that man's place.Then the only weak in the church to try to show favor to some pet. It's always been that way.
首先，那个人到了那个教会，可能他不能出色地接替前任牧师的工作。如果这样，他们其实就是在削弱那个教会，只是因为他们要向某个人讨好，一直就这样。
But I believe in the supreme authority of the local assembly.
Amen.
Yes, let each church be its own, choose its pastors, its deacons, its whatever it is.
我相信地方教会拥有最高的权柄。是的，让每一个教会成为自主的教会，选择他自己的牧师、执事或其他等等。
And then that way the man in there has no bishop over him.The Holy Spirit wants to speak something to that church. They don't have to ask anybody about whether they could do this or do that. It's the individual in contact with the Holy Spirit.
这样，在那个牧师之上就没有主教，圣灵想要对那个教会说什么，他们就不必请示任何人，是否可以做这个做那个呀？圣灵是与个人打交道的。
Show people the Bible. What's greater in the Bible than a local elder to a local church? That's right. Yes, sir. The sovereignty of the local church, each church in itself.
你只给我看圣经。对于地方教会来说，还有什么比长老更大的？没有。是的，先生，这是地方教会的主权。每个教会有他自己的自主权。
A brotherhood, that's wonderful. All churches ought to be in a brotherhood like that together, but the sovereignty of local church.
兄弟般的情谊，那是很美好的。所有教会都应该处于那种兄弟般的情谊之中，但地方教会有他的自主权。
Notice, Paul being a great master teacher, well trained on his road down to Damascus one day to arrest the people that were in this new way.
注意，保罗作为一个训练有素的伟大教师，有一天他在去大马士革的路上，他要去抓那信那道的人。
Now he was sincere. God does not judge you by your sincerity. I never seen any more sincere people than the heathens.Many of them even kill their own children in vain for sacrifice to an idol.
保罗是虔诚的，但是神并不是凭着你的虔诚来审判你。我从来没有见过比异教徒更虔诚的人了。他们许多人甚至白白杀了自己的孩子来向偶像献祭呢。
It's not the sincerity. A man could take carbolic acid sincerity thinking he was taking something else.Sincerity doesn't save you. It is the way that seemeth right unto a man. But the end thereof is the ways of death.
不在乎你有多虔诚。一个人可以喝碳酸，还很虔诚地以为自己在喝什么其他的东西。你的虔诚救不了你。有一条路人以为正，至终成为死亡之路。
Paul was sincere.When he gave witness and his own authority to stone Stephens. Later on in years, I like the apology of Paul. He said, I'm not worthy to be called the disciple or to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church even unto death with sincerity.
保罗在他的权力范围内见证用石头砸死斯蒂凡时也是虔诚的。后来几年我喜欢保罗的道歉，他说：“我不配被称为使徒或者门徒，因为我从前逼迫神的教会，所以凭着虔诚不能说明什么问题。”
And on his road down, he struck an experience. The Holy Spirit come out in a big pillar of fire and it blinded him. Now we went through that. That pillar of fire was Christ.
Amen.
And he's the same pillar of fire that led the children through the wilderness.
在去大马士革的路上，他有一段经历，圣灵一团巨大的火柱出现，使他的眼睛都瞎了。我们已经讲过他了，那火柱就是基督，他也是那带领以色列的百姓穿过旷野的同一个火柱。
Christ was God, and God was Christ. God was made flesh.And dwelt in the body of the Lord Jesus. God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, showing what he was.
基督就是神，神就是基督。神道成肉身，住在主耶稣的身体里。神在基督里，叫世人与自己和好，表明他是神。
In the Bible, back here in the former verses we've been reading,That he made himself lower than the angels, taking on the form not of angels, but taking on a form of flesh.
在圣经前面的章节里，我们读到过，耶稣基督把他自己造得比天使微小一点，取了肉身的形式，而不是像天使那样的。
Angels had not fallen. They need no redemption. Flesh had fell. Human beings, and they needed redemption.
天使们没有堕落，他们不需要拯救。属血气的人类堕落了，他们需要拯救。
So in the old law, a man to be a redeemer, first he had to be kinfolks. The great book of Ruth we went through here some time ago.
在旧约的律法里，一个人要成为救赎者，首先他必须是被救赎者的亲属。前些时候我们在这里讲过伟大的路德记，讲的就是这个道理。
And how that God, being spirit, was made kinfolks with us by becoming one of us in order to redeem us and give us eternal life. He had to become us that we through grace might become as He.
神作为一个灵，借着成为我们中间的一员而成了我们的亲属，为了拯救我们并赐给我们永恒的生命，他必须成为我们中的一员，以便我们通过这恩典能像他那样。
And we find the pillar of fire led the children of Israel, and when it was made flesh here on earth, we hear him talking one day, and he claimed that he was the pillar of fire.
我们知道那火柱带领了以色列百姓，当耶稣道成肉身来到地上的时候，我们听到他有一天声称他自己就是那火柱。
They said, you say that you're greater than our father, Abraham. He said, before Abraham was, I am.
犹太人说，你说你比我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕还大。耶稣说，还没有亚伯拉罕就有了我。
Who was the I am? The pillar of fire in the burning bush.A perpetual memorial through every generation.
Amen.
Not only that generation, but this generation.
Amen.
The same pillar of fire.
谁是那自由拥有的？荆棘丛中的火焰，一个经历世世代代的永久的纪念。不仅是那个时代，这个时代也是一样，同样的火柱。
And we're thankful this morning that we even have the picture of it. That he...has not changed. He's the immortal, eternal, blessed one. He does the same things now that he did then. And how happy it makes us feel.
今天上午我们怀着感恩的心，我们这里甚至还有那火柱的照片。他从来没有改变，他是不朽的、永恒的、值得称颂的那一位。他现在做了当时他所做的同样的事，这使我们感到多么高兴呢。
But before Paul would accept this experience, knowing that the angel of the Lord was the pillar of fire, which was Christ, he was the angel of the covenant, which was Christ.
在保罗接受遇到火柱的经历之前，他知道主的天使就是那火柱，也就是基督。他就是那立约的天使，也就是基督。
Moses thought better that, chose rather to suffer the afflictions with the people of Christ and to be led by Christ than all the treasures of Egypt.
摩西看与属基督的百姓同受凌辱，蒙受基督的带领，比埃及的财物更宝贵。
He followed Christ, which was in the form of a pillar of fire. Then Christ said, I came from God when he's here on earth.I go back to God.
他跟随着在火柱形式里的基督，当基督在世上时，他说，我从神那里来，还要回到神那里去。
After his death, burial, resurrection, glorified body, sitting at the right hand of the majesty to make intercession, Paul saw him as a pillar of fire again. A light that put his eyes out almost. Smote him blind.
他受死埋葬复活之后进入荣耀之体，坐在至高者的右手边作为中保。保罗看见他的时候也是在火柱的形式里，是一道把保罗的眼睛击瞎了的大光。
Peter saw him come into the jail as a light and opened the doors before him as he went out. We find out that he was the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last.
彼得看见他进入监狱的时候，也是以一道光的形式，并且在彼得的面前打开了监狱所有通向外面的门。我们知道他是阿拉法和欧米伽，是首先的和幕后的。
And here he is with us today doing the very same things that he did then. Making himself visible back to us. Showing it to the scientific world.
今天他就在这里与我们同在，做着他当时所做的完全一样的事，使他自己让我们看见，向科学界显现。
Oh, in this great hour of darkness and chaos over the earth, we should be the happiest people in the whole earth.
Amen.
To rejoice to know.
啊，在地球上最黑暗、最混乱的这个时刻，我们真是全地上最有福的人。我们多么高兴的得知这些事情呢？
All the time when people are indoctrinated and all kinds of isms and things in the earth, and yet today the real living God, by His Word and by His visible evidence, shows us that He's here with us. Working, moving, living, acting just exactly as He always did.
在各个时期，人们都被灌输着这个教条和各种各样的主义。然而今天，真正永生的神借着他的道和他可见的凭据，向我们显明他与我们同在，在做工，在运行，是活着的，行着他一贯以来所行的同样的事。
What a privileged people that we are to have this. We are to, the Bible said then in the second chapter, we should hold fast these things. Because how shall we escape if we neglect such a great salvation?
我们拥有这些是多么荣幸呢？我们应该，圣经在希伯来书第二章说，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？
Now, we come on to find out before Paul would accept that experience. Now, we're drilling. Now, no matter what kind of an experience you ever have, church,Want to ask you something.
我们发现在保罗接受那个经历之前，现在我们是在演练，不管你过去有过什么样的经历，教会，我想要问你们一些事。
No matter how good it looks, how real it seems, it first must be tested by the Bible.
Amen.
Always on the word. Don't never leave that for any kind of an experience.
不管它看起来多么美好，多么真实，首先它必须经过圣经的测试，必须符合神的道，千万不可为了任何的经历而离开神的道。
And Paul, before he would accept it, he went down into Arabia and there stayed 3 years testing this experience with the word.And when he come back, he was sure.
Amen.
Nothing could upset him, for he was solid on the word. Unmovable.
保罗在他接受那个经历之前，他去到了阿拉伯，在那里住了3年，来测试他的经历是否与神的道一致。当他返回时，他已经蛮有把握了，任何东西也不能烦扰他了。因为他在神的道上坚固了，动摇不了。
Here's where he's turning out to show to these Hebrews those great things that was spoke of the Old Testament was made manifest in Jesus Christ. What a glory!
这本书就是他向希伯来人表明那些伟大的真理，旧约里的真理，都在基督里得以彰显出来，多么荣耀啊！
Now, last Sunday or last Wednesday, Brother Neville in here in the 5th chapter hit some very high places. Because it's a wonderful chapter.
上个星期天，或者是上个星期三，内维尔弟兄在这里讲到了希伯来书第五章的一些重点。当然，这是非常美妙的一章。
And we find him dealing on the 4th chapter last Sunday on the Sabbath. The keeping of the Sabbath. Are you sure this morning you know what the keeping of the Sabbath is? If you do, say amen.
我们发现他是与上个星期天讲的第四章，就是安息日、守安息日是紧密相连的。今天上午你们很了解守安息日是什么意思吗？如果了解的话请说阿们。
The Sabbath is a rest that we enter into not by day, not by law, but by entering into Christ, which is our Sabbath. He is our Sabbath.
安息就是我们要进入得以休息的，不是特指某一天，也不是靠遵守律法，而是靠进入基督。基督就是我们的安息日，他是我们的安息日。
We run it all through the Old Testament and showed that the time would come when the Word would come line upon line, precept upon precept.
我们查考过旧约，知道时候将到，那时神的道会来临，并且命上加命，令上加令。
And he proved that we entered his rest on the day of Pentecost.
Amen.
For this would cause the weary to rest, cease.
他证明了我们进入他的安息是在五旬节，因为你们要使疲乏人得安息，这样才能安息。
We find out that God limited a day in David about the seventh day, and God did rest the seventh, give it to the children of Israel in the wilderness, and again he limited a day.
我们发现关于第七日，神在大卫的书里限定了一日，神的确在第七日安息了，他把这一日给了在旷野里的以色列百姓，他又限定一日。
What day was it? A certain day in the week, the day when you hear his voice, harden not your heart. That's the day he's entering in to give you an eternal peace. An eternal Sabbath.
那是什么日子呢？是一个星期里的某一日吗？你们若听他的话，就不可硬着心，指的是那一日。他要进入你里面，赐你永恒平安的日子，永恒的安息。
You don't go to church on Sunday, you become religious then. When you're born to the Spirit of God, you enter into rest forever.
你不是借着星期天上教会而变得虔诚。当你从神的灵重生时，你就永远的进入了安息。
No more Sabbath keeping, you're in the Sabbath.Continually, forever and for eternity. Your worldly works has finished, says the Bible. And you've entered into this blessed peace.
就再也不用守安息日了。你会一直在安息日里，直到永永远远进入永恒。你世上的功已经歇了。圣经说，你已经进入了蒙福的平安。
These first five chapters are positionally placing Jesus as high priest. God in sundry times and diverse manners spake to the fathers through the prophets, but in this last day through his son Jesus. First chapter, first verse.
希伯来书的前五章把耶稣定位在大祭司的职分。神既在古时借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖，就在这末世借着他儿子晓谕我们，就是希伯来书的第一章的第一到第二节。
Then on down to the ending up of the fifth chapter, we find him represented as Melchizedek, who had no beginning of days, no ending of your life, but continually a priest forever.
然后在第五章结束的时候，我们发现神以麦基洗德为代表。麦基洗德是无生之始、无命之中的永远的大祭司。
Think of it. Who was this great man? We'll get it in about two more chapters. The entire life of him we're going to study.
想一想吧，这个伟大的人物是谁呢？我们再讲两章就会明白了。我们要探讨有关他全部的生命。
This great man who met Abraham, who never had any papa, never had any mama,He never had any time he ever began life, or he never will have a time that he will ever end life.
Amen.
And he met Abraham, coming from the slaughters of the king.
亚伯拉罕遇见的这个伟人，他从来没有爸爸，也没有妈妈，他无生之时，无命之中，他在亚伯拉罕杀败四王的时候，去迎接了亚伯拉罕。
Notice this great person, whoever he was, is still alive.
Amen.
He had no end of life. It was Christ he met. We're going on a deep study of that in a few days.
注意这个伟人，不管他是谁，他今天仍然活着，他无命之中，那就是基督。他遇到亚伯拉罕，我们会在几天以后深入的查考这一点。
Now, we want to start over here in the fifth chapter now, just for a little background before we hit the sixth, for it's really an outstanding something.
现在我们要开始讲第五章，让我们读第六节，了解个背景，因为它是非常突出的。
Watch close. We're going to start about the seventh verse of this chapter. Well, let's start as the sixth verse.
请注意，我们从第五章的第七节开始读，从第六节开始吧。
As he saith also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek.
就如经上又有一处说，你是照着麦基洗德的等次，永远为祭司。
Who in his days of his flesh, when he offered up prayers and supplications and strong crying tears unto was him as able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared. Though he was a son, yet learned obedience by the things which he suffered.
基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
Now, here's where I want to get to. This ninth verse, listen. I guess Brother Neville hit it Wednesday. I wasn't here, but listen.
现在这第九节正是我想要讲的，听着。我猜想内维尔弟兄星期三已经讲到了，当时我不在这里，注意听。
And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
Called of God a high priest at the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say. We'll leave it there on that, because we're going to pick up Melchizedek in a few nights.
并蒙神照着麦基洗德的等次，称他为大祭司。论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话要讲。我们留下后面的不讲了，因为我们要在几个晚上之后专门讲麦基洗德的。
Now we're going to start on this our regular study. I wish I just read the rest of this for a moment. The 11th verse.
现在让我们开始来学习这一点。我希望能把以下的经文讲完，从第十一节开始。
Of whom we have many things to say, hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing.For when the time ye ought to be teachers, you have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk instead of strong meat. For every one that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe.
论到麦基洗德，我们有好些话，并且难以解明，因为你们听不进去。看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。凡只能吃奶的，都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他只是婴孩。
Oh, I hope that Holy Spirit's taking that right down in the bottom of you now.
我希望圣灵现在就把这一点放在你的心底。
For he that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he's a baby.
凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
You give a baby strong meat, you kill it. That's the reason so many people say, I don't believe that, and walk away. Still babies. They just can't understand, they can't grasp that truth. It kills them.
你把干粮给婴孩吃，你就等于杀了婴孩。那就是许多人说我不相信那个之后就走开了的原因。他们还是婴孩，他们不能理解，他们不能抓住真理，直接给他们吃干粮就等于杀了他们。
Great mighty things the church should know today, but you couldn't teach it. They stumble over it. They don't know what to do with it.
今天的教会本来应该明白一些大事的，但你没法教导他们，他们会在那上面绊倒，他们不知道该怎么办。
Paul's speaking to this Hebrew group, yet scholars he's speaking to now. Scholars, well-learned, we'll find out in a few moments, very scholarly.
保罗是在对那群希伯来人说话，而且是在对一群学者说话，学者呀，很有学问的人呐。我们发现在有些时候，他们是的确是非常有学者风度的。
But the deep spiritual mystery, the church is still blinded to it. You said when you ought to be teaching others, you're still a babe.
但是说到较深的属灵的奥秘，教会仍然是被蒙蔽的。保罗说，看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知你们竟还是婴孩。
Well, I know there's many rise up and go out and say, oh, I don't need to go to church anymore. Praise God, the Holy Ghost has come, he's a teacher.
我知道他们中间有许多人站起来跑出去说，啊，我再也不用上教会了。赞美神，圣灵已经临到我了，圣灵是我的教师。
When you get that idea, you're just wrong. For why did the Holy Ghost set teachers in the church if he's going to be the teacher? There are first apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists, and pastors.
如果你有那种想法的话，你就错了。因为圣灵自己若是要当教师的话，为什么他要在教会里设立教师呢？明白吗？第一是使徒，然后有先知、教师、传福音的，还有牧师。
The Holy Spirit set teachers in the church so he could teach through that teacher. And if it is according to the word, God doesn't confirm it, then it isn't the right kind of teaching.It must compare with the entire Bible and be just as alive today as it was then. There's the real thing made manifest.
圣灵在教会设立了教师，所以圣灵通过教师来教导。如果所教导的不符合神的道，神没有印证他，那么他就不是正确的教导。他所教导的必须与整本的圣经进行比较，并且在今天仍像当时一样是活生生的真理。也就是说，它彰显出来的东西是真实的东西。
Now notice, but strong meat belongs to them that are full age, even those who by reasons use their senses exercise to discern both good and evil, know what's right and what's wrong by the discernment.
现在注意，唯独长大成人的人才能吃干粮，他们的心窍习练的通达。就能分辨好歹了，通过鉴别能知道什么是对，什么是错。
Now notice, starting now on our lesson, this great background now, let's go for the first verse. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ.
现在注意，讲过背景之后，开始讲我们的主题，让我们来看第六章的第一节。所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端。
What's he saying? All these first five chapters has been laid on Christ to show who he is. Now we're leaving those principles of the doctrines of Christ.
他在说什么？前面五章都把重点放在基督，表明基督是谁。现在我们应当离开基督道理的开端。
What are we finding to be? We found him to be the great Jehovah God made manifest in flesh. We found him to be not a prophet, but the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
我们发现他是谁？我们发现他是伟大的耶和华神，彰显在肉身中。我们发现他不是一个普通的先知，而是神本性一切的丰盛居住在其中的。
He was Jehovah made flesh, and the body Jesus only tabernacled him. God dwelling in man.
他是耶和华成了肉身。 那个身体耶稣只是神的住所，神住在一个人里面。
God being reconciled to man through man by the virgin birth of his own son and Jehovah, the Spirit dwelt in him.
神与人和好，通过人借着一个童女生下他的儿子，耶和华那个灵住在他里面。
How many remembers the teaching about the Godhead, how we went back and found God like the great rainbow with all the different spirit, how it was?
有多少人记得关于神性的教导？记得我们是怎么回头找出神，就好像巨大的彩虹，以及许多不同的灵，还记得吗？
And then the Logos went out of God, which became the theosophy, and that was in the form of a man, and Moses seen it pass by in the cleft of the rock. And then that theostomy was made absolutely human flesh. Christ.
然后道从神里面发出来，道成了神的显现，以一个人的形体出现。摩西从磐石的裂缝看见他经过，然后神的道的形体成了绝对的人类肉体，那就是基督。
And how we find out that we through His grace, have eternal life. Now the word forever is for a distance, for a space of time. It's said in the Bible forever and forever, a conjunction. But forever only means a time. But eternal means forever.
我们发现，我们通过他的恩典，拥有永恒的生命。 现今的词“永远”只是指一段距离、一段时空。圣经里有一个词组叫做“永永远远”，它中间有个连接词，“永远”只是指一段时间，而“永恒”的意思是无始无终的。
And only everything that had a beginning has an end, but things which had no beginning has no end. So God had no beginning. And he has no end. And so therefore, Melchizedek, the great priest, like a man, he had no beginning. And he has no end.
凡是有始的就有终，而没有开始的东西也就没有终结。神是没有开始的，所以他也没有终结。 因此，麦基洗德这位大祭司像一个人，他没有开始，也没有终结。And
when we do that theostomy, that we were made in the image of God before the world was ever made, when that theostomy has been made flesh and dwelt among us, then through His death we ourselves receive His Spirit, and we have no end. Eternal life, not angels, but men and women.
我们通过他的显现，我们是在创世之前按神的形象造出来的。当神的道的形体成为肉身，并住在我们中间，通过他的死，我们领受了他的灵，我们也变成没有终结的了，永恒的生命，不是像天使那样，而是像男人和女人。
Somehow, if I could only get it in a way that my audience would catch it, you will never be an angel. God made angels, but God made man.
但愿我能用什么方法讲清楚它， 以便让我的听众能够明白，你永远不会成为天使，神是造了众天使的，神也造了人。
And what God does is off of God, which is as eternal as God is. And man's just as eternal as his creator. Because he was made from eternity.
神所做的就是让出自于神的人也跟神一样的永恒。人就像他的创造者一样是永恒的，因为人是从永恒里造出来的。
But sin has an end. Suffering has an end. Therefore, there cannot be an eternal hell. There's a hell of fire and brimstone, we know that. But there's no eternal hell.
但是罪是有终结的，苦难是有终结的，因此没有永恒的地狱。有一个地狱，那里有火与硫磺，我们知道那一点，但是没有永恒的地狱。
There's only one type of eternal life, and that belongs to God. If you're to suffer forever, you got eternal life. Hell has an end. It may be billions of years, but it'll finally come to an end.
只有一种永恒的生命，那是属于神的。如果你能永恒的受苦，你岂不就得了永恒的生命吗？地狱是有终结的。也许它能延续个几十亿年，但是最终还是要结束的。
The Bible doesn't say anywhere that they suffered eternally. It said forever and forever. Jonah thought he's in the belly of the whale forever too.
圣经里没有任何地方说他们要永恒的受苦，永永远远的受苦。约拿也以为他会永远的待在大鱼的肚腹里。
Forever has a distance or time limit.But eternal is perpetual. It has no beginning or end. It's like a ring, a circle.
永远是有一定的时间的限度的，而永恒是无限的，没有开始，没有中间，就好像一个大圆环。
As our time moves on, we're only in revolving around the great motives of God. God's motive.Was to make man in his image to fellowship with him. And he made him a tangible being.
我们的时日在运行着，我们只是按照神的意愿运转。神的意愿是照他的形象造出人来与他为伴。他把人造成真实有形的活物。
Now sin brought us into a place of corruption.But that never stops the program of God.
是罪把我们带到一个堕落的地方，但那不能阻挡神的计划。
Sinner friend today, if you're not born again of the Spirit of God, you have an end somewhere. And your end is chaos, and ruin, and suffering, and misery.
罪人朋友，如果你今天还没有从神的灵重生，那么你有一天会终结在某个地方。你的中间将是一团糟，将遭受灭亡，充满着悲惨苦难。
But to you who have believed on the Lord Jesus and accepted the same as your personal Savior is just as eternal as God is eternal. You have no end.
但是相信了主耶稣和接受他作为你个人救主的人，就有神一样的永恒，你就没有中间了。
I give unto them eternal Zoe.God's own life. And they will never perish or come into the judgment even, but pass from death unto life. That's what he was, that's what he come for.
神要赐给他们永恒的左衣，就是神自己的生命，他们就永远不死，不必要经过审判，他们是出死入生了，那就是神，那就是他来的目的。
Now Jesus in his coming of his priesthood did not come just for a sympathy's sake. Many people teach it like that. That he comes saying, well, maybe if I suffer, I will be a pitiful sight and people will surely come to me. That's an error. There's no scripture for that.
耶稣以祭司的身份来，不是因为同情心。许多人是那么教导的。他们以为耶稣想的是 哦，也许我受苦的情景会令人同情，人们就会来归向我了。这种想法是错误的，没有圣经的依据。
For every person that ever will be saved, God knew them before the world was ever formed. The Bible said so.
Amen.
God's not willing now that anybody should perish. He wants them all to come to repentance. But being God by foreknowledge, He knew it.
因为神在创世之前就知道每一个人，就知道哪些人会得救，这是圣经说的。神不愿一人沉沦，他愿人人都来悔改。作为神，他凭着他的先见之明知道这些。
Look at Romans 8 chapter. Paul's holding up there saying about the election of God. That Esau and Jacob, before either baby was born or anything, God said that he knew them and he hated Esau and loved Jacob. Before either boy had a chance to express their gratitude. For he was God.
看罗马书第八章，保罗在那里谈论有关神的拣选。以扫和雅各还没有生下来之前，善恶还没有做出来，神说他早就知道他们，在他们做出善恶之前，神就爱雅各恶以扫，只因要显明他是神。
He knows he's infant. If he's infant, he don't ever flee, ever fly, ever gnat, everything that ever be on the earth. He knew it.
Amen.
他认识他是无限的，既然他是无限的，他就认识每一只跳蚤，每一只苍蝇，每一只小虫子，只要地上有过的每一样的生物他都晓得。
He's the infant, eternal, immortal, blessed God, omnipotent, omnipresent, omniscient. There's nothing that he doesn't know. That's the reason he can tell what the end will be. He knows the end from the beginning.
他是无限的，永恒的，不朽的，称颂无所不能的，无所不在的，无所不知的神，没有他不知道的东西。这就是他能说出结局将是如何的原因。他在开始就知道末了的事。
What is prophetic is just his knowledge. He's a chief attorney. He's a judge. And he just speaks to the lawyer. Some of his wisdom, and that's what prophecy is, that can foretell it because he knows what's going to be.
神所预言的正是他的知识，他是首席律师，他是法官，他只对律师说一些有智慧的话，这就是所谓的预言，能预先说出将要发生的事，因为他知道什么样的事要发生。
Now there's a God that we serve. Not a God of history, not like the Buddhas and the Mohammedans and so forth, but a God that's omnipresent.
Amen.
Right now, here this morning in this tabernacle right now.
这就是我们侍奉的神，不是历史上的神，不是菩萨，不是摩罕默德，而是无所不在的神。他今天上午就在这个教堂里，就是现在。
Amen.
Great Jehovah, I am. Who formed himself in humility to take on the form of sinful flesh. Here he is. That's who redeemed you. There can be no other nowhere at no time can do it.
伟大的自由拥有的耶和华，那位自取谦卑有罪的肉身形象来到地上的自由拥有者，他就在这里，他就是那位救赎你的，没有任何地方、任何时候、任何其他的能这样做。
God didn't have three people up there and sent one of them, his son. It was God himself come in the form of a son. A son has a beginning, and the son had a beginning.
在天上没有三位神，不是神说差派了他们之中的一位他的儿子来地上，不是，那是神自己以儿子的形式来到。儿子是有开始的，所以也就有结束。
As some of you dear Catholic people, I've got your book, Facts of Our Faith, said the eternal sonship of God. How are you going to express that word? How are you going to make it have sense?
就像你们亲爱的天主教徒们，我有你们的一本书，书名叫《我们信心的依据》，里面这样说，神的永恒儿子的身份，你要怎么表达那句话呢？这句话怎么能讲得通呢？
How can it be eternal? That's not the Bible, that's your book. Eternal sonship, they don't, that word's not right.
他怎么能是永恒的呢？那不是圣经说的，那是你们的书。永恒的儿子身份，不是的，不对，那句话是不对的。
For anything that is a son had a beginning, and eternal has no beginning. So if there's an eternal sonship, Christ become flesh and dwelt among us.
因为与儿子有关的都有一个开始，而永恒是没有开始的，因此没有永恒的儿子身份这回事。基督成为肉身并住在我们中间。
He had a beginning.Well, no, eternal sonship is the eternal Godhead, not sonship. Now, he came to redeem us, and he did redeem us.
他有一个开始，所以没有什么永恒的儿子身份，只有永恒的神性，不是永恒的儿子身份。他来是救赎我们，并且他已经救赎了我们。
Now, Paul getting that, which I'm sure that through the past lessons, you've understood it. We'll go over it again sometime.The Lord willing, just verse by verse.
注意，保罗谈到过他，我肯定通过前几次所讲的，你们已经理解了。如果主愿意，我们还要一节一节的再讲一遍。
Now, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection.
看，所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
That stumbles and doesn't. Let us do what? Let's go on unto perfection. Not laying again the foundations.
那是他们跌倒了，不是吗？让我们做什么？让我们进到完全的地步，不必再立根基。
What's this?Let's get this word perfection. Do you know there's only one way you'll stand in the presence of God that's perfect? God cannot tolerate unholy things.
看这里，让我们解释完全这个词。你知道，只有一条路你可以在神的面前站立得住，那就是成为完全。因为神是不能容忍不圣洁的东西的。
And you legalist,How could you ever perfect yourself when you had not one thing to perfect yourself with? You were born in sin. Your very conception was in sin. The very desire of you being here was sin.
你们守律法的人，如果没有一样东西能使你自己完全，你怎么能靠自己完全呢？你生在罪里，一切观念都是在罪里形成的。你在世上的欲望都是罪。
Born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies. Now, where are you going to stand then?
圣经说，我是在罪孽里生的，一到世界上就说谎。那么，你哪里能站立得住呢？
Where are you sinner that said, I'll quit smoking and I'll go to heaven? Where are you lukewarm, moss-backed, so-called Christian that goes around here with a long face?And saying it, well, I belong to the church. You sinner! Right? Unless you are born of the Spirit of God, you're lost. It's true.
对于那些罪人，他们说，我要戒烟，我要去天国。你在哪里呢？不冷不热，老顽固，所谓的基督徒。他们拉长着脸到这里转一转，说，哦，我属于某某教会。你是罪人，是的，除非你从神的灵重生，否则你就是失丧的，那是真的。
How you go to heaven? You say I never lied in my life. Oh, the little darling, it was just an angel to begin with. That's a lie. I don't care how good you are, you're a sinner.
你怎么能进入天国？你说哦，我一生都没有说过谎，或者那可爱的孩子，他本来就像个天使。这些话本身就是撒谎。我不管你多么好，你都是个罪人。
And you don't have one thing, there's no priest, no bishop, no cardinal, no pope, or nothing else can save you, because he's just the same boat that you're in. We're getting into it in a few minutes.
你没有任何东西能救你自己。 牧师、主教、红衣主教、教皇，谁也救不了你，因为他们都与你在同一条船上。过几分钟后，我们就要讲这一点。
Just in the same shape he was, the Pope of Rome was born in sin, shaped in iniquity, come to the world speaking lies. Born by the sexual desire of a man and a woman. Where you go get righteous out of that?
他们跟你是一样的，罗马教皇也是生在罪孽里，成心在罪孽里，一到世界上就说谎，是靠着一个男人和一个女人的性欲生下来的。在这样的情况下，你能靠什么来成为义人呢？
Well, his papa and mama were born the same way, and they were born the same way, and his grandma and grandpa on back. It's sin to begin with.
还有，教皇的爸爸妈妈也是靠同样的方法生下来的，他们都是用同样的方式生下来的，一直追溯他祖父祖母都是一样的，一开始就犯了罪。
So who can say this is holy and that's holy? There's only one thing holy, that's Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who's been made perfect.
所以，谁敢说这是圣洁的，那是圣洁的？只有一样东西是圣洁的，那就是耶稣基督，永生神的儿子，他是完全人。
And our requirement is to be perfect. Now how are we going to be it? Try it yourself.I'd hate to try to get to heaven on the merits of I was born 5 minutes ago and going out of the world right now. I'd be lost.
我们的必备条件是成为完全。我们怎么才能成为完全呢？你自己试试。我不想试图靠着什么优点进天堂。我是5分钟之前才出生的。现在我马上就离开这世界，因此我还没有犯过罪，但我还是世上的。
If I never had an evil thought in my life,If I never spoke a bad word in my life, if I never looked at anything evil, never thought anything evil or nothing, I'm just as rank and black as the smutty walls of hell. I'm a sinner.
即使我一生从来没有过邪念，即使我一生从来都没有说过一句坏话，即使我从来没有看过任何邪恶的东西，从来也没想过任何邪恶的东西，我仍然是像地狱里漆黑的墙一样的下流和污秽，因为我是一个罪人。
I could come through life and stay locked up in a room and like some of the Carmelite sisters or something and never see the world, stay in there and pray all my life. Do good, born a multi-millionaire and give to the poor everything I got. I'm still a sinner and I'll go to hell. Yes, sir.
如果我是这么来过这一生，被锁在一间屋子里，像迦摩罗修道会的修女一样，从来不看这世界，一生就在那里祷告做好事，生在亿万富翁之家，但是把一切财产都送给穷人等等，我仍然是一个罪人，还是要下地狱的。是的，先生。
I might join the Lutheran Church, Baptist, Pentecostal, Presbyterian, but I'm on the cradle roll and live faithful to that church until 100 years and my life is tucking. No man could point their finger at me and say he ever.Even as had as much as a bad thought, I'll go to hell just as sure as I'm standing.
我可能加入路德派教会、浸信会、五旬节教派、长老会，从这摇篮的开始，一直到100年后我的生命结束，都是忠实的信徒，没有人能指出我一生曾经有过任何坏心思。就是那样，我还是肯定要下地狱的，像我现在站在这里一样的肯定。
I'm a sinner.Correct. I have nothing. There's no way at all I could find any price to be paid. God required death. And if I give my own life, if I give my life, then how can I repent? Because the debt's got to be paid first.
我是一个罪人。是的，我什么也没有，没有任何东西能够付清罪的代价。神需要死亡作为罪的公价。如果我付出我的生命，我怎么能悔改呢？因为你首先欠债是要偿还的。
And God was the only one who could lay his life down and take it up again. So he could become sin and lay his life down and pick it up and call it justice and the debt's paid. There you are.
神是唯一的能把他的生命舍去又取回来的那一位，因此他可以成为罪，把他的生命舍去又取回来，并称之为公义。这样一来就偿还了罪债，这就是对了。
Now let's turn to Matthew about the 8th chapter, I believe it is. 7th or 8th chapter. We'll see what Jesus says over here. All right. It's Matthew, the 5th chapter. And the Jesus preaching in the Beatitudes. The 47th verse.
让我们翻到马太福音第八章。我想是的。第七章或者第八章。我们来看看耶稣在这里说了些什么。好的，是马太福音第五章。耶稣传讲八福第47节到第48节。
And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans watch? But be ye therefore perfect. What?Be therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. That was Jesus' commandment.
你们若单请你弟兄的安，比人有什么长处呢？就是外邦人不也是这样行吗？注意，所以你们要完全，什么？所以你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。这是耶稣的诫命。
Be ye so, they say nobody can be perfect. The Bible said there is none perfect. There's your contradiction, is it? All right.
所以你们要完全。有人说，没有人能做得完全。圣经说的，没有一个完全人。你自相矛盾，是吗？好的。
You cannot be perfect in yourself. If you're trusting in what you've done, you're lost.So be ye perfect, even just as perfect as God is perfect.
是的，你不能靠你自己做得完全。如果你信靠你自己所做的，你就会失丧。所以你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
Now, be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect. Therefore, now the 5th chapter, 6th chapter of Hebrews, therefore leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ,Let us go on to perfection.
看，所以你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。所以现在看希伯来书第六章。所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
Now you Branham Tabernacle. Oh, I know we have healings. That's wonderful. We have visions. Oh, that's fine.And you have spiritual dreams. And sometimes they're not spiritual dreams.
你们伯南翰堂的会众啊，我知道。我们有神的医治，那很好。我们能看异象，那也很好。你们还做属灵的梦，但是有时候呢，也并不都是属灵的梦。
And sometimes we try to help the poor. We do what we can. Oh, that's all right. But that's not what we're talking about now. We're entering into another phase.
还有，有时候你们，我们想帮助穷人，我们尽力而为，啊，那都很好。但是那不是我们现在所要谈论的，我们要进入另外一个阶段。
Leaving the doctrine, oh yes, we got the doctrine of Christ. We believe he was the Son of God, his virgin born. We believe that with all these things, that is just wonderful. But leaving that, let's go on to perfection.
要离开基督道理的开端啊，是了，我们有基督的道理，我们相信他是神的儿子，是童女所生，我们相信这一切事情，那都很好，但是要离开这些，让我们进到完全的地步。
Oh my, I wish I had the voice of an archangel now to bring this to a place where you could see it.
我巴不得有天使长的声音能把你们带到一个能明白这些道理的地方。
Now I said, leaving all the doctrine of Christ, all the theologians and all the theology that we know, all about the deity of Christ, how he was God made flesh, all these other things. Paul goes on to explain it all here just in a few minutes. Let's just read it just a little bit before we get to it.
他说，离开基督道理的开端，就是离开所有的神学家和我们所知道的一切的神学理论，有关基督的神性。以及他怎样由神成为肉身的道理等等，保罗在这里继续解释所有这些事。让我们读一下，在进入主题之前， 让我们读一点经文。
Laying again the foundations of repentance from dead works, and we believe that. And faith towards God, we believe that. And of the doctrine of baptisms, just how you must be baptized, we believe that.
不必再立根基，就如那懊悔死刑，我们相信这个。信靠神，我们也相信这个。各样洗礼，是啊，还有你应该怎样受洗，我们都相信呢。
And of laying on of hands, we believe in laying on of hands, don't we? See? All that, sure. And of the resurrection of the dead, we believe that.
按手之礼，我们相信按手啊，不是吗？看，所有这些都是肯定的。死人复活，是啊，我们也相信这一点呢。
Now watch, you see, your judgment is used eternally. That's forever. When judgment spoke of God, it's forever.
现在注意，你们看这里。审判使用了定语永恒的，那是指永远不变的。当审判一经神说出来，那就是永远不能更改的。
Then there can be no more reconciliation after judgment's been passed. Now you can understand why God had to take his own, as we call it, his own medicine.
审判之后就再也没有和解了。现在你们可以明白神为什么不能违背自己的话语，就是我们所说的自食其果。
When he condemned man for sinning, the only way he could reconcile was to take the man's place himself. That's the only way he could be reconciled, or could reconcile us, was take our place and become a sinner. God, Jehovah, became a sinner, and he gave his life.
当他谴责了人类犯罪，唯一能与人和好的方法就是他自己来取代人的位置，那是他能够和好，或者说与我们和好的唯一的办法，就是取代我们的位置，成为一个罪人，神耶和华成为一个罪人，并献出他的生命。
Now you can give your life as a sinner to die for the cause. Paul said, though I give my body to be burned as a sacrifice, I'm still nothingBecause it won't work.
你作为一个罪人也可以献上你自己的生命，但是保罗说，我若舍己身叫人焚烧却没有爱，我就算不得什么，因为那样做是没有用的。
See, when you die, you're gone. You die as a sinner, you're lost. But God came down in flesh and condemned sin in the flesh, being made sinful flesh, because he was the eternal God and raised his own body up.So he's the justifier.
看，你死的时候，你什么都完了，你作为一个罪人死去，你就失丧了。但是神以肉身来到地上，在肉体中定了罪案，成为罪身的形状，因为他是永恒的神，他使他自己的身体复活了，所以他可以使人称义。
Now, all these things, let's go on to perfection, said Paul. Now what?Of eternal judgment, this will do, God permit. Third verse.
保罗说，不必再立那些根基，要竭力进到完全的地步。还有什么？以及永远审判等各种教训。神若许我们，我们必如此行。这是第三节了。
Now go on to perfection. Jesus said, "Be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect." And we're everyone condemned, no matter what we ever.Do we're condemned?
注意，竭力进到完全的地步。耶稣说，所以你们要完全像你们的天父完全一样。我们每一个人都是有罪的，不管我们做什么，我们都是有罪的。
We were born condemned. Your mom and papa was born condemned. All your ancestors was born in sin, shaped in iniquity. So how you ever go to get it? How you go to be perfect?
我们生在罪里，你的妈妈和爸爸也是生在罪里，你所有的祖宗都是生在罪里，在罪里成形，所以你怎么能得以完全呢？你怎么完全呢？
If you never done a thing, never stole, never lied, never done anything in your life, you're still condemned. You was condemned before you breathed your first breath, you were condemned. It's correct.
即使你从来也没有干过坏事，没有偷盗过，没有说过谎，
一生都没有犯过错，你仍然是被定有罪的，你是有罪的，因为在你第一次呼吸之前你就已经有罪了。是的。
And you were judged of God before you breathed your first breath. Or you were judged by the sexual desire of your father and mother who through their act brought you here on the earth and God condemned it in the beginning.
你在第一次呼吸之前就已经被神审判了，因为你是靠你父亲和母亲的性交欲望和行为生到这个地上来的，神从一开始就定了他的罪。
You were condemned to start with. So where you and every other person on earth was condemned with you. Now where you go get perfection? Watch.
你从一开始就有罪，地上所有的人也都跟你一样有罪，你怎么能得到完全呢？注意。
Let's turn just a moment to Hebrews the 10th chapter. Listen close. I want to read a little bit out of the 9th chapter first.The 11th verse.
让我们翻开希伯来书第十章，注意听。我想从第九章里读几节经文，先看第十一节。
But Christ being come a high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, his own tabernacle is flesh.
但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，啊，他自己的帐幕，那是他的肉身。
See the old tabernacle. Did you notice the old tabernacle had a veil in it that hid the ark where God lived? How many knows that? Sure.
看旧约的帐幕，如果你注意，旧约的帐幕有一层幔子遮住神居住的约柜，有多少人知道这一点？好的。
Well, that old man-made tabernacle here.The curtains out of dyed goat skins and so forth were made a tabernacle to hide the presence of God.
那旧的人造的帐幕里有一层染过的公羊皮帘子等等。这个人造的帐幕是用来遮住神的荣光。
How many knows that only one man could go in there once a year? Certainly, that was Aaron. Go in once a year.
有多少人知道一年里只有一个人可以进到幔子里去一次？确实如此，那人就是亚伦，一年进去一次。
And he must be anointed and oh, the requirement, and he must have fire in his hand. And if he went without that, he died as soon as he moved that veil back. He dropped dead.
他进去之前必须用油膏抹，哦，多么严格的要求啊！他的手里必须拿着香炉，否则他一进那幔子就会死去，他会倒地而死。
He must go in there and light these candlesticks and sprinkle the mercy seat, which called out the blood of the death, the substitutionary, until Christ was come to fulfill it.
他必须进到里面去，把那些蜡烛点起来，把代罪羔羊的血弹在施恩座的上面，那施恩座上要求所献上的祭物的血，这祭物。只是暂时的代罪羔羊，直到基督来临来完成这事。
Now, but God then became in another type of a tabernacle. And that tabernacle was who? Jesus. And God was inside of Jesus. And he was hid. But he was reconciling the world to himself by his expressions.Christ revealed God.
后来神成为另外一个帐幕，那个帐幕是什么？就是耶稣。神在耶稣里面，藏在他里面，然而神通过他的表达与世人和好，基督彰显了神。
He said it's not me that doeth the works, it's my Father that dwelleth in me. I do nothing in myself but what I see the Father doing. The Father in me show me these visions, and then I go do just what the Father told me to do.You get it?
他说不是我在做事，乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。若不是看见父做，我自己什么也做不了。在我里面的父让我看到这些异象，然后我去做父亲告诉我要做的事。你明白吗？
God was inside of a human body, not behind goat skins dyed. But was the living moving?
神在一个人体里面，不是在什么被染过的山羊皮里面，他是一个活生生的活跃的神。
God had hands, God had feet, God had tongue, God had eyes, and it was Christ. There he was.
神有手有脚有舌头有眼睛，那就是基督，那就是他。
Now he went away.And the Spirit came in that, that through his death he might perfect the church and bring the church submissive. And then the same Spirit that was in Christ is in the church, doing the same things Christ did.
耶稣已升天了，圣灵就降临，通过他的死，他能使教会完全，使教会顺从神的道。那在基督里同样的灵，现在就在教会里。做着基督所做的同样的事。
A little while the world won't see me no more, yet ye shall see me, for I'll be with you, even in you, to the end of the world.
还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我。我会与你们同在，甚至在你们里面，直到世界的末了。
Now, listen to this.But Christ becoming a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands. That is to say, not of this building. He wasn't made of hands. How was he born? Virgin birth.
现在来听这一段。但现在基督已经来到，做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人手所造，也不是属乎这世界的，他不是人手所造的。他怎么生下来的？是由童女所生的。
Neither by the blood of goats and calves was this body ever sacrificed or sanctified, but by his own blood.
并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，这个身体已经成圣了，献上为祭品，乃是用自己的血。
You know that the blood comes from the male sex. And then somebody said, oh, Jesus was a Jew. He was not a Jew. Oh, we're saved by Jewish blood. No, we are not. If we were saved by Jewish blood, we're still lost.
你们知道，血统是从男性来的。有人说，哦，耶稣是个犹太人。他不是犹太人。哦，我们是靠犹太人的血得救的吗？不。我们不是靠犹太人的血得救的，若是我们靠着一个犹太人的血得救，我们仍然是失丧的。
Jesus was not Jew, neither was he Gentile. He was God. God the Father, the Spirit, the unseen one. No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten of the Father has declared him.
耶稣既不是犹太人，也不是外邦人，他是神、父神、圣灵看不见的那一位。从来没有人看见神，只有父怀里的独生子把他表明出来。
He manifested God, what God was. Now his church is supposed to manifest God to show what God is. See?
他彰显了神，显示了神的属性。他的教会本该要彰显神，表明神是什么，明白吗？
What do we do? Organize ourselves? I'm not going to do them. They're Methodists. They're Presbyterians. I don't want to do them. I'm Baptist, I'm Pentecostal. You're lost with them kind of motives. Right?
而我们做了什么呢？把我们自己组织起来，说我与他们没有关系，他们是卫理公会的，他们是长老会的，我不想与他们交往，我是浸信会的，我是五旬节教派的。哼，你这样的态度，你就是失丧的。是的。
Who can brag? Who can say anything? Look at the disgrace the Presbyterians has brought.Look at the disgrace of Baptists. Look at the disgrace of Catholics. Look at the disgrace of Pentecostals. Nazarenes, Pilgrim Holiness. Look at the rest of them.
谁能自夸？谁能说什么呢？看看长老会所带来的羞辱之事，看看浸信会的丑事，看看天主教的丑闻，看看五旬节教派、拿撒勒教派、朝圣派的丑闻，看看他们其他的教派。
But I challenge you to point one hand of disgrace at that.Point one finger when God Almighty said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm pleased to dwell in." Hear ye him.
Amen.
There he is. That's the perfect one.
我敢挑战，你们谁能指出耶稣的丑闻？是的，用一个手指头来指。当全能的神说，这是我的爱子，我喜爱住在他里面，你们要听他，那就是他，他就是那完全的一位。
Now let's read just a little farther here now. Neither by the blood of goats, calves, but by his own blood he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption. Do you get it? Eternal redemption for us.
让我们进一步看这里，并且不用山羊和牛犊的血，乃用自己的血，只一次进入圣所，成了永远赎罪的祭。你明白吗？为我们成了永远赎罪的祭。
Not to be redeemed today, the next week when the revival starts, be redeemed again, and then we backslide and be redeemed again. You're redeemed once forever. It's right.
不是说今天被救赎一次，等下个星期复兴会开始时又被救赎一次，啊，不是我们一次一次的灵性倒退，又一次一次的被赎回，你是一次性的永远被救赎了，是的。
No more redeem, redeem, redeem. Eternal redemption. He that heareth my words and believeth on him and sent me has eternal life and shall never come into the judgment. But hath past tense, passed from death unto life.
不必老是赎罪赎罪赎罪，而是永远的被赎了，那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生，不再被定罪了，是已经出死入生了，他是过去完成时。
Because he has shook, because he was baptized a certain way, because he had blood in his hand, because he has believed on the only begotten Son of God. That's how we have eternal redemption.
因为他和牧师握过手，因为他按照某种方式受了洗，因为他手上有血，不是这样蒙救赎的，是因为他相信神的独生子，这就是我们得到永恒的救赎的方法。
Listen now. For the blood of bulls and of goats and the ashes of heifers sprinkle the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purged our conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
现在注意听，若山羊和公牛的血，并母牛犊的灰撒在不洁的人身上，尚且叫人成圣，身体洁净，何况基督借着永远的灵，将自己无瑕无疵献给神，他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑，使你们侍奉那永生神吗？
Pass from death unto life. What do you care what the world thinks? What do you care what your neighbor thinks? Our conscience.Has died, and we're regenerated and born again by the Spirit of God to serve the true and the living God. There you are.
而是已经出死入生了，你还在意世人怎么想吗？你还在意你的邻居怎么想吗？我们原来的心已经死了，我们借着神的灵重生，侍奉真实的和永生的神，这才是你要在意的。
Now.Drop over to the 10th verse, 10th chapter, rather, right across the page. The law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices that they offered year by year continually make their comer unto perfected. Perfected is there. Perfect!
现在跳到第十章，翻过一页就是。律法既是将来美事的影儿，不是本物的真相，总不能借着每年常献一样的祭物，叫那近前来的人得以完全。完全 P-E-R-P-E-C-T 就在这里提到了完全。
Leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father in heaven is perfect.
希伯来书第六章第一节， 我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。这跟那个马太福音第五章四十八节是一样的。所以你们要完全，像你们的天父完全一样。
The law having a shadow of good things to come, all the ordinances and the baptisms and all the other things they had could never make the worshipper perfect. And yet God requires perfect.
律法既是将来美事的影儿，各样洗礼，各种各样的教训，都不能使敬拜者完全。然而，神却要求我们完全。
You join the Nazarene church, it'll never make you perfect. You join the Baptist church, Pentecostal, whatever it is, it'll never make you perfect.
你加入拿撒勒教派教会，不能使你完全。你加入浸信会、五旬节教派，不管什么教派，都不能使你完全。
You being a good, loyal man will never make you perfect. You can't merit one thing. There's nothing about you to merit. You're lost.
你做一个好人、忠诚的人，也永远不能使你完全。你不能从那些事得益，你没有什么值得夸耀的，你是失丧的。
You say, well, I kept the law, I keep the Sabbath, I keep this, all the ordinances of God, I do this. Paul said, let us lay aside all those things now.
你说，但我遵守律法呀，我守安息日，我守这些，守神的一切诫命，我都这么做了。保罗说，我们当放下各样的重担。
That's all right, but we'll do this. We'll baptize the people and we'll lay hands on them for the healing and so forth. We can take it verse by verse, each one of those things.
那是好的，但是我们要得以完全。你说，我们要给人们施洗，我们要为他们得医治而按手在他们身上，诸如此类的事。我们可以一节一节的讲解，解释每一件事。
Baptism, we believe it. There's one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. We believe that there's a baptism. We believe in the resurrection of the dead. Absolutely.
洗礼，是的，我们相信有一个指望，一主一信一洗。我们相信一种的洗，我们相信死人复活，绝对相信。
We believe Jesus died and rose again. We believe that laying on the hands for the sick. That's why we said these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. We believe that.
我们相信耶稣死去又复活了。我们相信这一点，为病人按手祷告，就像经文所说的，信的人必有神迹随着他们，手按病人，病人就必好了。我们相信这些事。
But what is that? Paul said it's all dead works. It's something that you do. Now let's go on to perfection.
但这些是什么？保罗说，那都是死的，那些都是人为的。现在让我们进到完全的地步。
Oh my! We're coming into the tabernacle, not the foundation, the tabernacle.
Amen.
The tabernacle itself. That's the foundation.
哈哈，多么好啊！我们要进入的是那帐幕，而不是那根基。要进入帐幕，进入帐幕本身，其他那些都是立根基用的。
The law and the righteousness and joining church and being baptized and laying on of hands, them's all orders of the church, but now let's go into perfection. And there's only one that is perfected. That's Jesus.
律法、公义和加入教会、受洗、按手，他们都是教会的秩序。但是现在让我们进到完全的地步，只有一位是完全的，那就是耶稣。
How do we get into him? Through the Methodist? No. Pentecostal? No. Baptist? No. Through any church? No. Roman Catholic? No. How do we get into it? Romans 8:1.
我们怎样能进到他里面去？通过卫理公会吗？不是。通过五旬节教派吗？不是。通过浸信会教会吗？不是。通过其他任何教会都不是。通过罗马天主教吗？不是，那我们怎么才能进去？罗马书八章一节说
：“There is therefore now no condemnation to those that are in Christ, that walk not after the things of this world, the flesh, but after the things of the Spirit. that pay no attention to what the world's got to say. Even if you're sick, the doctor says you're going to die, you pay no attention to it. Don't bother you a bit.
如今，那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，因为他们不是随从肉体的，不是随从这个俗世的，而是随从圣灵的。不管世人怎么说，即使你病了，医生说你要死了，你也不会理会他，他根本就影响不到你。
If they tell you have to become a Catholic before you're saved or a Presbyterian or have to do this, you pay no attention to it.
若是有人说，你必须成为一个天主教徒，或者长老会的信徒，或者你必须做某某事才能得救，你不会去理会他。
There are for no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, the things that they see. Everything you see with your eyes is earthly, but it's the things you see in your spirit through the Word.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了，他们不随从肉体，就是说你按照肉眼所看到的而行，因为一切肉眼所见的东西都是俗世的，但是你通过神的道，按照在你里面的圣灵所见到的去行。
The word is God's looking glass that reflects what he is and what you are.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my. It tells you.
神的道就是神的镜子，反映出他是什么以及你是什么。哈利路亚啊，多么好啊，他告诉你。
This is the only book in the world that tells you where you come from, who you are, and where you're going.
这是世界上唯一的一本书，告诉你从何处来，往何处去。
Show me any page of literature anywhere, all the science or anything else, ever a good book has been written. None of it can tell you that.
你指给我看，哪里还有比圣经更好的任何文学或科学著作？没有任何一本书能告诉你这个。
This is God's looking glass that shows what He is and what you are. Then in between there's a bloodline that shows what you can be if you want to make the choice.
Amen.
There you are.
圣经是神的镜子，告诉你他是什么以及你是什么。在神和你之间有一条血线，他会按照你所做出的选择告诉你的结局将会如何，就是这样。
By one spirit. Now, 1 Corinthians 12, how do we get into that body?
Amen.
By shaking hands? No, sir.
Amen.
By joining the church? No, sir.
借着一灵，现在看格林多前书第十二章，我们怎样才能进入那个身体？靠握手吗？不，先生。靠加入教会？不，先生。
By being baptized backward, forward, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, the name of Jesus Christ, the name of Rosa Sharon, Lily Dolly, Morning Star, anything that you want, that has nothing to do with it, just the answer of a good conscience towards God.
靠向后仰又向前倒的洗礼，奉父子圣灵的名，奉耶稣基督的名，奉沙伦玫瑰花的名，谷中百合花的名，诚心的名，或者其他你想要的名，那个与进入那个身体没有任何关系，那只是表示对神存有无愧的良心。
And yet we fuss and stew and argue and split and make differences. That's right. But all those are dead works. We're going to perfection.
我们大惊小怪，烦躁、争论、分裂、制造分歧，是的，这一切都是死刑。我们要进到完全的地步。
That's things that I've done. A minister baptized you. Whether he baptized you face forward, backward, or three times, four times, or one time, or how he did it, that has nothing to do with it.
那都是人为的。某个传道人给你施了洗，不管他让你脸朝前还是脸朝后，不管进水三次、四次或是一次，不管他是怎么做的，那与进入完全一点关系都没有。
You're just baptized into the fellowship of that church anyhow, proving to that church you believe the death, burial, and resurrection of Christ.
那你只是受洗归入了那个教会的团契而已，向那个教会证明你相信基督的受死、埋葬和复活。
Laying all of hands to heal the sick, that's wonderful, but it's all natural, and that body will die again as certain as you're living. It'll die again.
按手使病人得医治，那很好，但那只是自然的，那个病人的身体仍然要死去， 就像你现在活着一样的肯定，得医治的身体还要死去的。
Now let's lay aside all those things and go on to perfection. How do we get to perfection? That's what we want to know.
让我们放下一切重担，竭力进到完全的地步。我们怎么能进到完全的地步？那是我们想要知道的。
Christ is perfected. God laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, and chastised our peace upon him. With his stripes we were healed. That's the body we want to get to.
基督是完全的，神使我们众人的罪孽都归在他身上，他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤，因他受的刑罚我们得平安，因他受的鞭伤我们得医治，那就是我们想要进入的身体。
That's the body. Why? If you're in that body, you'll never see judgment. You'll never taste the death. You're free from all death, judgment, sin, and everything else when you're in that body.
就是那个身体。为什么？如果你在那个身体里，你就永远不被定罪，你就永远不会死，你脱离了一切死亡、审判、罪以及一切其他的，只要你在那个身体里面。
How do you get into it, preacher? By joining this tabernacle, you're lost yet. Couldn't join anyhow, we don't have any book.
传道人，我们怎么进入那里面呢？靠加入这个教会吗？那你就失丧了，怎么也加入不了。我们教会没有任何登记册。
How do we get into it by joining some church? No, sir. How do you get into it? You're born in it. 1 Corinthians 12. For by one spirit...We're all baptized into one body.
那么我们怎么进入呢？靠加入其他任何一个教会？不，先生，你怎么进入那里面？你要生在那里面。哥林多前书第十二章说，那从一位圣灵受洗成了一个身体。
By the Holy Spirit baptism, we are baptized into that body and are free from sin.
Amen.
God don't see you no more. He only sees Christ.
靠着圣灵之喜，我们就进入那个身体，脱离了罪，神看不到你的罪了，他只看到基督。
And when you're in that body, God can't judge that body. He's already judged it. He took our judgments and invited us in.
你在基督的身体里，神不能审判那个身体，因为他已经审判过那个身体了。他顶替了我们的罪，邀请我们进来。
And by faith through grace we walk and accept our pardoning, and the Holy Spirit brings us into this fellowship with Him, and we walk no more at the things of the world, but we walk in the Spirit.
靠着信心，通过恩典，我们前去领受神对我们的赦免，圣灵带我们进入与他的团契之中，我们不再随从这世界的事物，我们行在圣灵里。
Quickened the word came to us. He died in my stead. I'm made alive. Here I am who was once dead in sin and trespass been made alive.
神的道临到我们，我们活跃起来。耶稣为我而死，我因他而活。那位曾经在我罪里边死去的我，现今又复活了。
All my desires is to serve him. All my love is to him. All my walks want to be in his name.That wherever I go, whatever I do, I glorify Him.
我的一切愿望就是侍奉他，我一切的都集中在他身上。我无论往何处去，我无论做何事，都是奉他的名，将荣耀归给他。
If I'm a hunting, if I'm a fishing, if I'm playing ball, if I'm whatever I'm doing, I must be Christ in me in such a life that'll make man long to be that way.Not paddling, backbiting, and fussing about your churches. You get it?
如果我去打猎，如果我去钓鱼，如果我去打球，不管我做什么，都必须反映出基督在我里面的生命，以至于能使其他人渴慕那生命，而不是闲言闲语、诽谤、互相争辩。你明白吗？
By one spirit, we're baptized into that body, and when I see the blood,I'll pass over you. Listen, let's read just a little further here, please.
都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。我一见这些，就越过你们。听着，让我们再往下读一点。
What could never make the comer unto perfect For, second verse of the 10th chapter, for then they would not have ceased to be offered.
总不能借着每年呈现一样的祭物，叫那近前来的人得以完全。第十章第二节，若不然，献祭的事岂不早已止住了吗？
If that can make the person perfect and God requires perfection, if keeping the laws, if doing all the commandments would make you perfect, then there's no need of having anything else. You're already made perfect.
如果献祭能使人得以完全，神要求人要完全。如果守律法和遵行诫命能使你完全，那么就不需要其他的任何东西了，你已经是完全的了。
Because when you're perfect, you're eternal.Because God's the only one that's eternal, and God's the only one perfect, and the only way you can be eternal is become part of God.
因为你完全了，所以你就永恒了。而神是那唯一永恒的，神也是那唯一完全的，能让你成为永恒的唯一方法，就是成为神的一部分。
Once purged should have no more conscience of sin. What?The worshiper once purged to have no more conscience. If you write the translation, it's desire. The worshiper once purged has no more desire of sin. If the worshiper was once purged,
因为礼拜的人良心既被洁净，就不觉得有罪了。什么？礼拜的人良心既被洁净，就不觉得有罪了。如果你翻译良心这个词，它是欲望的意思。礼拜的人既被洁净，犯罪的欲望就没有了。所以如果礼拜的人既被洁净，
You go up now and say, Oh hallelujah, I got saved last night, but bless God, she made me backslide, hallelujah, someday I'll get saved again.
你上前来说啊，哈利路亚，昨天晚上我得救了，但是我称颂神，有个女人使我堕落，哈利路亚，某一天我会再次得救。
You poor, untrained, illiterate. That's not the way it is. The worshiper once purged has no more conscience of sin. The Bible said, listen, as we read on just a minute.
你的可怜的无知者并不是那样的。礼拜的人既被洁净，犯罪的欲望就没有了。这是圣经说的。听着，我们再读下去。
But in those sacrifices, as remembered against sin yearly,Now we're going to drop down to hit above the 8th verse to save time or I want to get to.
但这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪来。为了节省时间，让我们跳到第八节，也正是我所要强调的。
Well, then when he said sacrifice and offerings and burnt offerings for sin, thou wouldest not, neither has thou pleasure therein, which are offered by the law.
以上说，祭物和礼物，燔祭和赎罪祭，是你不愿意的，也是你不喜欢的，因为这都是按照律法献的。
Ninth verse, then said he, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, the law, that he may establish the second.
第九节说，后又说，我来了，我要照你的旨意行。可见他是除去在先的。就是指律法，为要立定在后的。
Wish we had time to stay on that. As long as you're a Presbyterian or a Pentecostal or a Baptist or Methodist, he can never do nothing with you. He has to take that all away first, so he can establish the second.
巴不得我们有足够的时间来讲解这一点。只要你还是长老会的，或五旬节教派的、浸信会的、卫理公会的，神就不能为你做什么。他必须除去在先的，明白吗？然后才能立定在后的。
Long as you say, "Well, I'm a Methodist. I'm nothing against Methodists or Baptists or Pentecostal," but brother, that don't spell it. You've got to go on to perfection. That's into Christ.
如果你说，哦，我是卫理公会的，我并不反对卫理公会或者浸信会或五旬节教派，但是弟兄，那并不意味着什么。你必须进到完全的地步，也就是进到基督里面去。
Watch this now, just a minute.By the which we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Huh? Let's just read just a little further and hold that. Let that soak in while we're reading. Once far off.
注意这里，我们凭着旨意，靠耶稣基督，只一次献上他的身体，就得以成圣。啊，那我们再往下读，抓住这一点，更透彻些。只一次献上他的身体。
And every priest standing daily ministering the offering oft time the same sacrifice which can never take away sin. But this man, are you ready? You got your vest open now so it won't dodge, it'll go right to the heart.
凡祭司天天站着侍奉神，屡次献上一样的祭物，这祭物永不能除罪。但是基督，你准备好了吗？把你内衣敞开，不要错过神的道，让他直接进入你的心，好吗？
But this man, what man? Not the Pope of Rome, not the Bishop of the Methodist Church, or any other church, but this man, Christ, after he had offered one sacrifice for sin, forever set down at the right hand of God, from henceforth expect until his enemies be made his footstool.
但基督谁？不是教皇，不是卫理公会的主教，或任何其他教会的主教，但基督献上一次永远的赎罪祭，就在神的右边坐下了，从此等候他，仇敌成了他的脚凳。
Watch, here she comes. For by one offer he has perfected. He has perfected until the next revival.What did I say? He has perfected forever them that are sanctified. Do you get it? Let us go on to perfection.
注意，这里又说，因为他一次献祭，便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全 perfected 永远完全。是等到下一次复兴会吗？他怎么说的呢？便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全，你明白了吗？让我们进到完全的地步。
Now you holiness people say, oh yeah, we believe in holiness, hallelujah, we believe in sanctification, but you're taking your own. You just quit this and quit that. You know you shouldn't do it.
你们圣洁派的人说，是的，我们相信圣洁，哈利路亚，我们相信成圣，但是你们是在靠自己。你们禁止这个，禁止那个，你们知道你们不该这样做。
Unless Christ has opened the door and quickened it to your heart, and you become a place where sin is dead in desire, it's all gone. Then he taketh away your own self-righteousness, he may establish himself in you. Amen. And it's Christ, the Son of God, in you. The hope of glory.
Amen.
但除非基督打开那扇门。叫你的心复活，使你的心田成为一个无罪的地方，一切罪的欲望都被除去，然后他除去你的自以为意，在你里面建立他自己，是基督神的儿子荣耀的盼望在你里面。
Let us go on to perfection. How can we be perfect? Through the death of Christ, not through joining church, not through our good works, what we do, that's all right.
让我们进到完全的地步。我们怎么能得以完全呢？是通过基督的死，而不是通过加入教会，不是通过我们的好行为，我们所做的好事，虽然都是好的。
Not because we were baptized this way or that way, not because we've been healed by laying on of hands, not because of any of these other things, we believe in the death, burial, and resurrection.
不是因为我们以这样或那样的方式受洗了，不是因为我们按手得医治了，不是因为任何这类的事，我们相信耶稣的受死。埋葬和复活。
Paul said, I could speak with tongue like man and angels. That's both the tongues that is understood and the tongues that cannot be understood has to be interpreted. I am nothing.
保罗说，我若能说万人的方言，并天使的话语，这包括了那听得懂的和必须通过翻译才能听得懂的，我什么都不是。
Though I have the gift of knowledge and understand all the wisdom of God, can explain the Bible from fire together, I'm nothing.
我若有知识的恩赐和懂得神的智慧，能讲解圣经，
已经解禁，但还是我什么都不是。
Don't do much good go to school then, does it? To learn the Bible.
到神学院学习圣经几乎也没有什么益处，不是吗？
Though I have faith that I can move mountains. Healing campaigns don't mean very much then, does it? I'm nothing.
而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，哈哈，看样子一次聚会也算不了什么了，不是吗？他说我还是什么都不是。
Though I give my body to be burned as a sacrifice. Boy, they say that man's religious, but he's nothing, Paul said. Never become nothing.
我说舍己身叫人焚烧，仍然与我无异。哦吼，别人说，嘿，那个人多么虔诚呢。可是保罗说，但他什么都不是，什么用也没有。
For where there's tongues, they shall cease. Where's prophecies, it shall fail. Where there's all these other things will fail.But when that which is perfect is come, that which is in part will be done away with.
保罗说，因为先知讲道之能终必归于无有，说方言之能终必停止，一切其他的也终必归于无有。等那完全的来到，这有限的必归于无有了。
See, that perfect, what is perfect? Love. What is love? God. Let us...Lay aside all these little dead works and artists and go on to perfection.
看，那才是完全的。什么是完全的？爱。什么是爱？神就是爱。让我们把那些靠死刑的和守律法的放到一边，进到完全的地步。
You see it? We're perfected through Christ. How do we get into it? By Holy Spirit baptism. What happens? You pass from death unto life.
你明白了吗？我们要通过基督得以完全。我们怎样进入基督？靠圣灵的洗。好了，发生了什么事？你已经出死入生了。
Well, do I shake, jump? You won't have to do nothing. You've already done it. God brought you from death unto life, and you're alive. Then your fruits of your life show it.
我要颤抖吗？要跳吗？你什么也不用做，你已经做了，神带你出死入生，你已经复活了，你生命的果子表明了这一点。
A lot of you Methodists and Nazarenes shouted this as hard as you could shout, steal corn out of a man's patch. That's right. Do everything it could be.
你们许多卫理公会和拿撒勒教派的人声嘶力竭的喊叫，可是同时呢，又从别人的地里偷玉米，那是真的，还做其他。各种各样丢人的事。
A lot of you Pentecostals spoke in tongues like pouring peas on a cowhide. Sure, went right out and run away with the next man's wife. Done all kinds of things. That's not it, brother.
你们五旬节教派的许多人说方言说得流利极了，哦，好像是在干牛皮上倒豆子那样噼噼啪啪噼噼啪啪响。是的，可是同时呢，又带上别人的妻子一起私奔，做尽不道德的事，弟兄。那不是得圣灵的凭据啊。
Don't try to have any sensation, anything to take the place of the Holy Spirit. When the new birth has come, you are changed. You don't have to do anything to prove it, your life proves it. As you walk.
不要试图以任何感觉或任何东西取代圣灵。当新的生命来到时，你改变了。你不必要做任何事情来证明它。在你日常生活中，你的生命就会证明它。
Your love.Peace, long-suffering, gentleness, meekness, patience. That's what you are. And the whole world sees the reflection of Jesus Christ in you.
你的仁爱，你的和平，忍耐，恩慈，温柔，节制，那就是你结的果子。全世界的人都看见你反映了耶稣基督。
Now, speaking in tongues, shouting, that's just attributes that follow this kind of a life. And you can take, impersonate those attributes and never have that life. We see it.
讲方言，喊叫。那只是跟随这种生命的属性，你也可以采取和模仿那种属性，但却没有那种生命。我们见过这种事情。
How many knows that's true? Sure, certainly you do. Why you see it all around you?
有多少人知道那是真的？你们当然知道，一定知道，因为在你们周围就可以看到这类人。
So there's nothing you say that's the evidence of the Holy Ghost unless it's your life that you live.Now, if you want to speak with tongues, that's perfectly all right if you live the life to back it up. That's right.
所以无论你怎么说都不是圣灵的凭据，除非你活出来的生命印证了它。当然了，如果你想说方言那很好，只要你活出来那种生命来印证它。是的。
If you want to shout, fine, that's good. I shout too. Get so happy sometimes I can't hardly wear a pair of shoes. I like to jump out of them. That's wonderful. I believe it.
如果你想喊叫，可以啊，那也很好啊。我也喊叫，有时候我高兴的连鞋子也不穿，我喜欢甩掉鞋子，那种感觉很好。我相信这一点。
I've seen visions and the sick healed, the dead raised. When they're laying out there, the doctors walk away and say they're finished and gone.Lay there a couple of hours, and the Holy Spirit come right down and show a vision. Go down there, and raise that person up.
我见过许多异象，病人得医治，死人复活。有的人躺在那里，医生走开了，说病人没治了。病人就躺在那里好几个小时，然后圣灵临到我，给我看一个异象，让我去叫那个人起来。
I've seen those who are deaf, dumb, and blind, and crippled walk. That doesn't. That's just attributes.
我还见过聋子听见，哑巴说话，瞎子看见，残废人行走。那不说明什么，那只是他的属性。
Brother, long time ago, before the world was ever had a foundation to it, God, through His eternal grace, He looked down and by foreknowledge, He seen you and I.
弟兄，在这个世界还没有立下根基之前，神就通过他永恒的恩典从天上往下看，凭着他的预知。他看到了你和我。
He knew what age we'd live in. He knew what we would be. Therefore, by election, He chose us before the foundation of the world to be with Him without spot.
他知道我们要生活在哪个时代，他知道我们要成为什么样的人，因此在创世之前，他就拣选了我们，以便我们可以毫无瑕疵地与他同在。
Now, if He chose us before the foundation of the world to be in Him without spot, and we're born all spotted, and nothing can cleanse us, how are we going to be without? How are we going to be at that spot?
既然他是在创世之前就拣选我们，毫无瑕疵的在他里面，可是我们生在这里却是满身的污秽，有没有东西能够洁净我们？我们怎么能够成为毫无瑕疵呢？
He sent His only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in Him should not have an end of life, but have eternal life.Should never perish, but have eternal life.
因为他差来了他的独生子，凡信他的人就没有生命的终止，就有了永恒的生命，将永远不会死，拥有永生。
Then when we come into Him by faith through grace, are we saved by the Holy Spirit calling to us? Before there was a body on this earth, your bodies were laying here. It's made out of calcium, potash, moisture, cosmic light, and petroleums, and so forth. 16 elements.
然后当我们进入他里面，凭着信心通过恩典我们得救了，借着圣灵对我们的呼召，在这个地球上出现人体之前，我们的身体的构造成分已经在那里了，它是由钙了、钾了、水分了、宇宙光了、还有石油了等等16种元素组成的。
And the Holy Spirit began to brood over the earth wooing, and as it then first thing you know up come a little Easter flower, then he brewed out some grass and some birds, and after a while a man come forth.
圣灵开始孵化地球，当圣灵这么做的时候，你知道第一件事就是出现了一朵花，然后它孵化出一些草，还有鸟，然后一个人出现了。
I never made a woman out of the dust of the earth. She's always a man to begin with. The man and woman are one. So he took from the side of Adam a rib and made a woman a helpmate to him. And then sin came in.
神从来没有用地上的尘土造出一个女人来，起初女人乃是出自男人，男人和女人本为一。神从亚当的身体里取出一根肋骨，给亚当造出了一个帮助他的女人，然后罪就临到了。
Then after sin came in, God will not be defeated. No matter what takes place, He'll never be defeated. Then women begin to bring man on the earth, and God, through eternal grace, seeing who would be saved, and He called you.
罪临到之后呢？无论怎样，神是永不失败的。他永远不会被击败。女人在地上开始生孩子，神通过永恒的恩典看到谁会得救，然后他呼召你。
No man can come to me except my Father calls him first. Not him that willeth or him that runneth, but God that showeth mercy.
若不是我父吸引人，就没有人能到我这里来。不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
You say, well, I sought God, I sought God. No, you never. God sought you. That's why it was in the beginning. It wasn't Adam saying, oh, Father, Father, I've sinned. Where are you?
你说，可是我在寻找神呢，我寻找他，不是的，不是你在寻找神，而是神在寻找你。从起初就是这样的，不是亚当说，父啊，父啊，我犯罪了，你在哪里啊？
His father said, oh, Adam, Adam, where are you? That's the nature of man, that's the strain of man, that's what he's made of.
而是天父说，亚当啊，亚当啊，你在哪里？那就是人的本性，那是人的特性，人就是那样被造的。
And no man can come to me except the Father draws him, and all that the Father gives me, hallelujah, all that come, I'll give him eternal life, and I'll raise him up at the last day.
若不是我父吸引人，就没有人能到我这里来。凡是父所给我的，哈利路亚，来到我这里，我就给他们永生，在末日我要叫他们复活。
What a blessed, what a blessed promise of a God of heaven where we get to tonight where he swore by himself is done greater. You take an oath by someone greater than you. No one greater, so God took an oath through himself.
多么大的祝福啊。这是天上的神给我们多么蒙福的应许啊。今天晚上我们就会讲到他指着自己起誓，因为没有比他更大的了。你总是指着比你大的起誓。而没有比神更大的，所以神指着自己起誓。
We're getting into it, how he did it, and when he did it, and talking all to himself that he would raise us up and make us his own heritage.
我们要讲到他怎样起誓，和什么时候起誓。他指着自己起誓，说要使我们复活，使我们成为他自己的产业。
Oh, how perfect and solid we can stand this morning! How you can look at death staring you right in the face, you can say like Paul, "Death, where is your sting?"Grave, where is your victory? But thanks be to God who gives us a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. There you are.
今天上午我们可以站立得多么完美，多么坚定。如果你正面对着死亡，你甚至可以像保罗那样说：“死啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？”感谢神，通过耶稣基督，使我们得胜有余了。就是这样。
So and so, I know it, but I'm covered by his blood. Hallelujah.
为什么？是不是因为你做了这，做了那？不，是因为我知道，我是在他的宝血遮掩之下。哈利路亚。
By one spirit, we were all baptized into one body. You Methodists, Baptists, Presbyterians, whatever you are, we were baptized into one body. We have fellowship, and we're citizens of the kingdom of God, professing that we are not of this world.
都从一位圣灵受洗，成了一个身体。你们卫理公会的、金星会的、长老会的，不管你是什么教派的，我们都受洗归入一个身体。我们有交通，我们都是神的国里的公民。我们声称我们不属于这个世界。
My little girl come to me and said, "Daddy, this little girl did so and so, and they did so and so. We went out the house and they did so and so." I said, "So why don't we do that?"
前几天我的小女儿来对我说：“爸爸，有个女孩做了这。”还有那些女孩做了那，我们到了某个人家，他们做了一些什么？他说：“我们为什么不做那些事呢？”
I said, "Honey, we are not of that world. They live in a world to themselves. So don't we all walk on the same ground?" I said, "Of the world, honey, we're not of them people."
我说：“亲爱的，我们不属于这个世界，他们是活在他们自己的世界里。”我女儿说：“我们不都是行走在同一片土地上吗？”我说：“亲爱的。”我们和他们不一样，他们是属于这个世界的。
The Bible said, "Come out of them, be separated," saith God. See, you're not of that. And when that new nature comes into you, you don't have to be pulled out. You don't want to go back like Lot's wife. You're just born out of it, and you're in another dimension, and that looks trashy to you.
圣经说，你们务要从他们中间出来，与他们分别。这是神说的。瞧，你不属于那个世界。当那新生命进入你里面，你就不必挣扎，不像罗德的妻子那样回头看。你是为另一个世界而生的，你在另一个领域里，这个世界对于你来说一钱不值。
And this is a great fabulous America that we live in has become one big chaos of it. Everything is lust and women and women the way they're dressing, the man the way they're acting, and the things they're doing, and then call themselves Christians.
我们所居住的这个伟大的传奇式的美国，已经变得一团糟，到处都是欲望和美色，女人穿戴的样子，男人行为的样子，以及他们所做的事情。可是他们还自称自己是基督徒。
For instance, this Elvis Presley going joining the Pentecostal church now. Of course, that's where Judas got 30 pieces of silver. Elvis got a fleet of Cadillacs and a few million dollars for selling his birthrights.
例如，那个歌星猫王已经加入了五旬节教派。当然了，那正如犹大得了三十块银子，猫王靠着出卖他的长子名分，得了一系列的凯迪拉克汽车和数百万的美元。
Arthur Godfrey, look at that. Look over here, Jimmy Osborne in Louisville. Out there, that old boogie-woogie rock and roll old Tommy Rotten filth. And on Sunday morning, take the Bible and stand on the platform and preach. What a disgrace.
还有亚瑟·高弗雷，看看他吧。看看吉米·欧斯本在路易斯维尔所做的。演奏着爵士乐、摇滚乐，简直荒唐，污秽透顶。然后在星期天上午拿着圣经站在讲台上讲道，多么丢人呐、
啊、No one of the Bible said every table's full of vomit. Why we're living in a terrible age? And people say, oh, they're very religious. Oh, say, don't you know that the devil is religious?
难怪圣经说，各席上满了呕吐的污秽，无一处干净。我们生活在一个可怕的时代。可人们说，哦，他们多么虔诚呢、啊。啊，难道你不知道魔鬼也是虔诚的吗？
Don't you know that Cain was just as religious as Abel was? But he didn't have the revelation. That's it. He didn't have the revelation.
难道你不知道该隐跟亚伯是一样的虔诚吗？但是该隐没有得到启示，那就是他们之间的区别。该隐没有得到启示。
Yeah, we all go to church, but there's some's got life. That's one's got the revelation of Jesus Christ in their heart. Not by shaking, jumping, not by joining church, but the revelation God has revealing.
是的，我们都上教会，其中有的人有生命，就是那些在心里得到耶稣基督启示的人。我们不是靠着握手，靠着跳上跳下，靠着加入教会，而是靠着启示。神已经启示出他自己。
Look what said, who does man say I the son of man am? Some said you're a prophet, and some say you're Elias, and some said, but who do you say? Peter said, thou art the Christ, the son of the living God. That wasn't from his lips.
看看耶稣是怎么说的。他问，人说我是谁？门徒们回答，有人说你是个先知，有人说你是以利亚，有人说你是……耶稣说，你们说我是谁？彼得说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。那可不是彼得的嘴唇说得出来的。
He said, blessed art thou, Simon, the son of Jonas, for flesh and blood never revealed this. You never learned this in some ethics of the Bible or some theological seminary.
耶稣说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，因为属血肉的绝不能指示你这个。你绝不可能从圣经的道德规范里学到这个，或者从神学院里学到这个。
Blessed are ye, for flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my Father which is in heaven has revealed it. And upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell can't prevail against it.
你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
If you're a Christian this morning because you belong to church, you're lost. If you're a Christian because you pass from death into life, you're free from judgment in the Christ, you're becoming into perfection all the time. God cannot see one thing.
如果今天上午你说你是个基督徒，是因为你属于某个教会，那你就失丧了。既然你是个基督徒，就是因为你已经出死入生，你已经不被定罪了，你进入了基督，你进入了永远的完全。神看不见你任何的过犯。
You say, well, will I ever make a mistake? Sure, but you don't do it willfully. Now we're getting into that just in a few minutes. For he that sins willfully, after he receives the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sin. We get into that tonight because it's a little too late now.
你说，那么我还会犯错误吗？当然会， 但是你不会故意的犯错误。我们马上就会讲到这一点，因为我们得知真道以后，若故意犯罪，赎罪的记忆就再也没有了。我们今天晚上就会进一步讲到这一点，因为现在有点太晚了。
Let's read just a couple more verses of this so we can feel better about getting down a little more. All right, well, we start writing on that tonight, the fourth verse.
让我们再多读两节经文，那我们就会更加容易理解了。好的，我们今天晚上会从第四节开始讲。
Listen to this. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and made and have been and have tasted of the power of the heavenly gifts and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and tasted the good word of God and the power of the world to come, if they shall fall away to renew themselves into repentance. Amen. And we take that into Hebrews 10 and back and forth to show what this is.
现在注意听，论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份，并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了。看到没有？我们从这里与第十章前后对照，简明经文讲的是什么意思。
Friends, let us go on to perfection. We're not without excuse today. We have no excuse at all. The God of heaven has appeared in these last days and is doing the very same things that he did that when he was here before, when he's on earth.
朋友们，让我们进到完全的地步。我们没有，我们今天是没有借口的，我们完全没有借口。天上的神在这末世显现了，做了他以前在地上所做的同样的事。
He's proved as we're coming through this Bible, and you class know this, that we have taken miracle by miracle and sign by sign and wonder by wonder that he did with the children in the wilderness, the things and signs that he did, the things that he done when he was here on earth manifest in the flesh, and the very same things are taking place today right here among us.
Amen.
在我们查考这本圣经的过程中，神已经证实了他自己，你们知道这一点，就是在我们这里发生过一个又一个的神迹，出现过一次又一次的奇事，就像神在旷野里对他的儿女们所行的神迹奇事一样，也跟他在地上的时候彰显在肉身时所行的一样。同样的事情今天就发生在我们中间。
Here's a word to vindicate it. Here's the thing to say it's right, to make it right. Here's the Spirit of God to do the same thing. So we're without an excuse. Let us pray.
神的道证实了他，被印证的道说明了他是正确的，圣灵成就了他，这是神的灵在这里做同样的事，所以我们没有任何的借口。让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, seeing that we are compassed about by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every word, everything, every wrong, every evil word, every bad spoken word, every thought, and let us run with patience the race that's set before us, looking to the author and finisher of our faith, the Lord Jesus Christ.
天父啊，看到我们的周围见证如云，让我们抛开一切闲言世事、错误、诽谤、坏话，撇开一切的想法，让我们只有忍耐，朝着前面的恩典奔跑，只仰望为我们信心创始成终的主耶稣基督。
Oh, blessed be his most matchless and holy name. How that he came to earth to redeem fallen man and to bring them back into the fellowship of the Lord God. And we thank thee for this.
Oh, 他的最无比的圣名是值得称颂的。他怎样到地上来救赎失丧的人类，把他们带回到与主神的团契中。我们为此感谢你。
And now, by his grace, we never chose him, but he chose us. He said, you have not chosen me, but I chose you. When? Before the foundation of the world.
靠着他的恩典，我们从没有选择他，是他选择了我们。他说，不是你们选择了我，是我选择了你们。在什么时候？在创世之前。
And dear God, if there be some sitting here this morning, maybe who's put this off for years and years, but constantly there's a little knocking at the heart.
亲爱的神，也许今天上午坐在这里的人，有的曾一次又一次地拒绝过你，但是有什么东西常常在敲击着他的心。
Maybe they join church thinking, well, it'll be all right. Father, sure the scriptures has explained it this morning that you cannot hide behind a church and be righteous. Neither can you be good, not lie and steal and do anything bad and still be righteous.
也许他们参加了教会，想着啊，可能这样就不错了。父啊，今天上午讲的经文肯定已经解释了这一点，就是你不能靠藏在一个教会里而称义。不管你多么善良，你不说谎，不偷盗，不做任何坏事，你仍然不能称义。
There's only one righteousness we have, not of our own, but His righteousness. He has perfected our salvation. Therefore, being in Him, God does not see our mistakes.
只有一个义人，那不是我们自己，那是耶稣。他完成了我们的拯救，因此，在他里面，神看不到我们的错误。
When we do anything wrong, there's a spirit in us screams out, Oh, Father, forgive me. Then God does not see it. And so we are brought into fellowship and grace with Him. Grant it, Lord, while we close this service in Christ's name. Amen.
当我们犯了错误，我们里面的灵就会喊叫，啊，父啊，赦免我。神就看不到我们的错误。我们被带进与他的团契和恩典里。主啊，求你恩准。我们就要结束这场聚会了。奉基督的名。Amen.
Just for a moment, I'd like to ask you, no matter what you do, you're lost. Listen to this. Some time ago, I might have told it before. Here's a little experience happened to me.
再用一点时间，我想问问你们，不管你做什么，你都会失丧。注意听这一点。前些时候，我以前可能讲过，这是发生在我身上的一点经历。
I was up at a Toledo High.I was in a revival and having a meeting down there, and so many people, they know the hotels is that, so they've taken me out into the country. And I stand out there at a little motel.
我在俄亥俄州的托莱多，我在那里主持复兴会，因为许多人都知道我所住的旅馆，于是他们把我送到附近的乡村，我就住在那里一个小小的旅馆里。
We've been eating at a little Dunkard restaurant. It was a wonderful place. The little ladies in there, just as Christian and sainted looking as they could be, clean and real nice.
我们在一个叫做丹卡德的小饭馆里吃饭，那是一个很好的地方。饭馆的那些女服务员看起来像真正的基督徒一样圣洁，非常整洁正派。
Sunday come, I got hungry. I'd been fasting a little, and I want to go across the street to another and order a little road there by a corner. And there's just a regular common American place there to eat. Had a little place at cafe open all night.
星期天到了，我很饿，因为我进食了一段时间。我想走到街对面不远的拐角处一个地方去吃点东西，就是那种非常普通的美国式的咖啡馆，它通宵营业。
When I walked in there on that Sunday about 2 o'clock in the afternoon before going down to preach that afternoon, I was so gotten I didn't know what to do.
那个星期天下午大约2点钟的时候，在我去下午的聚会讲道之前，我就走进了那个咖啡馆。我的身体很虚弱。不知道做什么好。
I walked in, and the first thing I noticed was a young lady about 16, 18 years old, some papa's darling, some mother's darling, standing back there with a boy with her hands around her hips. A bunch of teenagers sitting at the counter.
我走了进去，注意到的第一个人就是一位16岁或者18岁的年轻女孩，就是那种爸爸妈妈的宝贝了，跟一个男孩站在一起。那个男孩呢，双手就搂着那个女孩的臀部，还有一帮十几岁的少年坐在柜台前。
I heard a slot machine, and looked over here, and there was a policeman standing there with his arm around a woman up around here, or waistline, playing a slot machine.
我听到有老虎机的声音，我就朝那边一看，看了一个警察站在那里，胳膊里搂着一个女人，搂着这个位置，就是腰部，一边玩着老虎机。
Now you know that gambling and slot machines is illegal in Ohio, you Buckeye people here. And you know that's illegal. And here was a law playing a slot machine.
你们知道那种赌博用的老虎机在俄亥俄州是非法的。啊，你们俄亥俄州人知道那是非法的。可是呢，代表着法律的警察正在玩着老虎机。
And a man of my age probably married, a bunch of children, maybe a grandfather, a policeman,Road patrol playing a slot machine. There's that young. What's a teenage young? What's this done?
他跟我年纪差不多，大概结婚了，也许有一大窝孩子，甚至于当了爷爷，是个警察，巡逻警察。 却在那里玩的老虎机。那些少年人，他们在那里做什么？那些成年人在那里做什么？
I stood there, nobody noticed me coming in. They was too busy, half of them drunk. So I watched, I heard somebody saying, well, do you think the rain will hurt the rhubarb?
我站在那里，没有人注意到我进来，他们都太忙了。他们中的一半人已经喝醉了，于是我就看着他们。我听见有人说，你认为这个雨水会损害大黄的收成吗？
And I looked around over here, and here sat a lady, sat there, an old lady, real, she was 65, 70, close to it.
我朝那边望去，只见那里坐着一位老太太，真的，她大约有65岁或者70岁，接近70岁。
And the poor lady, I don't blame anyone from looking their best. But when she had fixed herself and made her hair blue, real blue looking, and all cut off over the top, made real blue.
那位可怜的老太太，我一般不会责备别人时尚的打扮，可是这位老太太，她是经过精心打扮的，把头发染成了蓝色，非常的蓝，剪得很短。看上去就特别蓝。
And she had on real thick manicure, or what you call the stuff to put on her face, and a big spots. And she had on little bitty shorts, and the poor old thing was so wrinkled to the meat, flab meat was hanging down like that over her legs, and she was drunk.
她涂了厚厚的指甲油，脸上抹了不管你称为是什么的化妆品，还涂了胭脂。她穿的是很短的短裤。可怜的老太太，那皱巴巴的肌肉，松弛的大腿肉，就那么下坠着。她喝醉了。
She's standing there with an old man in the summertime with one of these old gray army overcoats on, or olive drab, and hanging down like that, and a big scarf around his neck. Drunk, two of them, and they're with this poor old woman.
她与一个老头坐在一起，那个老头在大热天里穿着灰色的军大衣，或者应该叫做橄榄色或者土褐色，松松垮垮的，脖子上还围着一条围巾，两个人都喝醉了，他和那个可怜的老太太。
I stood there and looked around. I said, God, how can you stand it? How do you look at such as that? When it makes me a sinner, saved by grace, think that, how can you look at it? Well, it looks like you'd burst the thing open.
我站在那里四面观看，我说神呐，你怎么能容忍这样的事？你能看着这样的事不管吗？我是一个靠着恩典得救的罪人，尚且忍受不了，想一想，你又怎么忍受得了呢？看来你得把这一切从地上除去。
Will my little Rebecca and Sarah have to come up under that kind of an influence? Will my two little girls have to meet a pauper so known world as it is today where the people act like that?God, how can I ever? What can I do?
我的小女儿利百加和莎拉一定要受到这些事的影响吗？难道我的两个小女儿必须面对如今世人流行的这种败坏的行为吗？神呐，我怎么能我能做什么呢？
Of course, it's His grace. If they were ordained eternal life, they'll come to it. If they wasn't, they won't. I don't know. That's up to God. I'll do my part.
当然，这都是神的恩典。如果他们被预定要得永生，那么他们就会得到；如果他们不是预定的，他们就得不到。我不知道，一切都在于神。我要做我该做的。
I thought, how can you stand it, God? Look like you're so holy that you just wipe that thing off the earth. I said, look at that poor grandmother sitting there. Look at that young girl back there, and here's a woman standing here, probably 25 years old, and that police with his arms around her waist.Playing a slot machine.
我想神呐、啊，你怎么能容忍呢？你是那么圣洁，你该把这些事情从地球上消灭的。你看看坐在那里那可怜的老太婆，看看后面那年轻的女孩，这边站着这个女人，可能有25岁吧。那警察一边用胳膊搂着她的腰，一边玩着老虎机。
And there's the law of the nations gone. There's the motherhood gone. Here's the elder gone. And there's the young girl sitting back there.And she's gone.
代表法律的警察竟然这样，这个国家完蛋了，为母之道完蛋了，长者风范也完蛋了，坐在那边的年轻女孩她也完蛋了。
Look at the boys when they ought to be in church or somewhere. I said, oh God, what can I do? And here I am in this city of crying with all my heart. And they ignore it and walk as if they were...
看看那些男孩子，他们本该在教堂里或者什么其他的地方。我想神呢，我能做什么呢？我在这个城市里，我的心在哭泣，但是他们不理不睬地走开了，似乎他们。
Oh, well, God, well, then a thought come, if I haven't called them, how can they come? All the Father has given me will come. You have eyes, but you can't see, ears, and you can't hear.
我想啊，神呢、啊？然后有一个想法临到了我，如果我没有呼召他们，他们怎么会来呢？父所赐给我的人必到我这里来，你有眼却看不见，有耳却听不见。
I thought, well, the president would come to town instead of the revival, everybody come out. Oh, sure, that's worldly.
我想，如果不是复兴运动，而是美国总统来到了这个城市，每个人都会出来看的，肯定是这样的啊、哦，是的。这就是世人所行的。
Then I got to thinking, well, God, how? Why don't you just go? Come on and send Jesus. Let's have it over with. Won't just go and have it all over with and let it go.
然后我又想，神呐、啊，为什么你不派耶稣回来，尽快的结束这个世界？为什么你不那么做，还等什么呢
？Then I begin to see something moving in front of me. It looked like a little whirl going around like this. I kept watching, and I saw a whirl turning around and around.
这时候。我开始看到什么东西在我面前移动，看去很像是一股小小的旋风这么旋转着。我继续观察着，我看到一个世界在不停地旋转着。
Now watch it and where it was spraying something off. Now look, it was a spray of red crimson blood across around the world. It's like a whirl going around like a comet, and it had a whirl around like this.
我注视着它，它在喷射着什么？我看着，看着。它喷射出来的是红色的，深红色的血，环绕着世界，就像旋风旋转，像彗星带出的一股旋风。
And I looked at this world, and just above it, I saw Jesus in the vision. He was looking down. And I seen myself standing down here on the earth, doing the things that I should not do.
在异象中，我注视着那个旋风，就在它上面。我看见了耶稣，他正朝下看着。我看见了我自己，站在这个地上，做着我不该做的事。
And every time that I sinned, God would have killed me, because the day you hear, the day you die, God's holiness and justice requires, and you'd have to die.
每次我一犯罪，神本该要毁灭我的，因为你吃的日子必定死，这是神的圣洁和公义所要求的。就是你必须死。
And then I looked there and I kept rubbing my eyes. I said, I never went to sleep. It's a vision. I'm sure this is a vision. I kept watching as I stood behind the door.
我继续看着，我不断地揉着眼睛。我想，我该不是，我没有睡着呀。我是，那确实是一个异象。我肯定那是一个异象。我站在门背后，继续注视着。
And I seen my own sins come up. And every time they would start to hit the throne,His blood act like a bumper on a car. It caught it and I see it shake. And the blood run down his face. And I see him raise his hands and said, Father, forgive him. He doesn't know what he's doing.
我看到了自己所犯的一桩桩的罪。每次都要撞击到神的宝座。但耶稣的宝血总是像汽车的保险杠一样的起到了缓冲作用。他抓住我的罪。我看见他在颤抖着。那宝血从耶稣的脸上流下来，我看见他举起了他的手，说：“父啊，赦免他，他不知道他是做什么。”
I seen myself do something else. It shook him again. Well, God would have killed me right then, but His blood was catching me. It was holding my sins. I thought, Oh God, did I do that? Surely it wasn't me, but it was.
我看见我自己在做另外什么事。这又使他颤抖了，撞击着。神本来会立即毁了我，但是耶稣的宝血保护了我，他拦住了我的罪。我想，神呢？我做了那件事吗？那肯定不是我吧？但那的确是我。
Then I went walking like this, like I was going through that room, and I walked up close to him, I seen a book laying there and had my name on it and all kinds of black letters wrote across it.
然后我想这么走的，好像要走出那屋子。我走的离耶稣很近，我看见他那里有一个册子，上面写着我的名字。那册子上写满了各种各样的黑字。
I said, Lord, I'm sorry I did this. Did my sins cause you to do that? Did I spin your blood around the world? Did I do this to you, Lord? I'm so sorry that I did it.
我说主啊，对不起，我做了这些事。我的罪导致你那么做的吗？是我让你保险撒遍世界吗？主啊，是我对你做了这些事吗？我为此感到很抱歉。
And he reached out and said, Will you forgive me? I didn't mean to. You by your grace, I'll try to be a better boy if you just help me.
他伸出了手。我说，你能赦免我吗？我不是有意的。我会靠着你的恩典。如果你能帮助我，我要努力做个更好的人。
He took his hand and patted his side, took his finger and wrote pardon on my book, thrown it over behind him. The sea of forgiveness.
他伸出他的手，拍了拍，用手指在我的册子上写下已赦免，然后把那册子扔到他背后，就是遗忘之海。
I watched it a little bit, and he said, Now I forgive you, but you want to condemn her. He said, You're forgiven, but what about her? You want to blow her up. You didn't want her to live.
我看了一会儿，耶稣说，现在我赦免了你，但是你却想要定他的罪。瞧，他说你被赦免了，但是他呢，你却想把他毁了，你不想让他活。
Oh God, forgive me. I didn't mean to think that. I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do that. You're forgiven. You feel all right. But what about her? She needs it too. She needs it.
我想，神呐，原谅我。我不是那个意思，我不想那么做，我不想那么做。你被赦免了，你觉得很好，但是他呢？他也需要被赦免，他也需要。
Well, I thought, God, how do I know who you've called and who you haven't called? It's my business to speak to everyone.
我想，神呐，我怎么知道你呼召了谁，没有呼召谁呢？对每一个人传福音是我的责任。
So when the vision left me, I walked over to her.I said, how do you do, lady? And them two men went to the restroom.
那异象离开我之后，我走到那老太太那里，我说你好，女士。那时候两个男人去了厕所。
And she was sitting there, hiccuping, you know, laughing, the bottle of whiskey sitting on the table, her beer was alcohol, sitting there where they've been drinking.
她坐在那里打饱嗝，傻笑着。你们知道那种情景，一个威士忌酒瓶放在桌子上，或许是啤酒瓶，总之他们刚才喝的是酒精饮料。
I walked up and said, how do you do? And she said, oh, hello. And I said, could I sit down? She said, oh, I got company. I said, I didn't mean it in that way, sister.
我走过去说，你好吗？她说，呵呵，哈喽。我说，我能坐下吗？她说，哦，我已经有同伴了。我说，我不是那个意思，姐妹。
She looked at me when I called her sister.She said, what do you want? I said, could I sit down just a minute? She said, help yourself. And I sat down. I told her what had happened.
当我称呼她姐妹时，她看着我，她说，你想要什么？我说，我能坐一会吗？她说，请自便。于是我坐下了，我告诉了她我所见到的那个异象。
She said, what's your name? And I said, Branham. She said, are you the man down here in this arena? And I said, yes, ma'am.She said, I've been wanting to come down there.
他问，你姓什么？我说，伯南汉。他说，你就是在体育场讲道的那一位吗？我说，是的，女士。他说，我一直想要去那里。
She said, Mr. Branham, I was raised in a Christian family. She said, I got two young girls as Christian. But certain things happened and she got on the wrong road and started.
他说，伯南汉先生，我是在天主教家庭长大的，我的两个女儿都是基督徒，但是发生了一些事，我就误入了歧途。
I said, but sister, I don't care. The blood's still around you. This world's covered over with blood. If it didn't, God would kill us everyone. When that blood's moved, look out for judgment.
我说姐妹， 我不管那些，耶稣的宝血仍然在你周围，这世界布满了他的宝血。若不是这样，神就会毁了我们，我们每一个人。当那宝血不在了，就等着审判吧。
But now, if you die without that blood, you go beyond that place. Then there's nothing to act for you. Today, the blood acts in your stead.
现在，如果你没有那宝血的遮掩而死去，你就会到宝血所庇护之外的地方，那里没有任何东西能保护你。今天这宝血顶替了你。
I said, lady, sure, the blood still got you covered. As long as you got breath in your body, the blood has you covered.
我说，女士，肯定的，这宝血仍然遮盖着你。只要你身体还在呼吸，这宝血就遮盖着你。
But someday when the breath leaves here, the soul goes out, you'll go beyond that blood and there's nothing but judgment while you've got a chance for pardon.
但到某一天，你停止了呼吸，你的灵魂就离开而去，你就去到了宝血以外的地方，那里除了审判没有别的。所以当你有机会得到赦免的时候，
And I took her by the hand, she's crying. I said, Mr. Branham, I'm drinking. I said, that don't hurt. Something another has warned me to come tell you.
我捂住了她的手，她在哭泣，说，伯纳罕先生，我一直在喝酒。我说，那并不障碍你来救耶稣。某个东西迫使我来告诉你。
I said, God before the foundation world calls you, sister.And you're doing wrong, and you're only making it worse. She said, "Do you think he would have me?" I said, "Absolutely, he'd have you."
我说，神在创世之前就呼召了你，姐妹，你现在做错了，你只是把事情弄得越来越糟。他问，你认为神还会接受我吗？我说，他绝对还会接受你的。
They're on her knees.We got down in the middle of that floor and an old-fashioned prayer meeting. That police took off his hat and bowed on one knee. There we had a prayer meeting in that place. Why? God's sovereign, laying aside these dead works, let us go on to perfection.
我们一起在那地板的中间跪下来，举行了一场老式的祷告会。那位警察也脱下他的帽子。低头单膝跪下，我们就在那里举行了一场祷告会。那是什么？至高无上的神，离开基督道理的开端，竭力尽到完全的地步。
Let's move into that realm where these I belong to church and I belong to that's all finished and let's go to perfection.
让我们进入那个领域，在那里面不再有我是属于教会的，我是属于哪个哪个教会之类的事情，让我们进到完全的地步。
My sinner friend, if you're without the blood today, without salvation, without grace, the blood of Jesus Christ holds you. You say, well, I've got by all this time, but one day you're going where there's nothing to act for you then. Let us pray now while we bow our heads.
我的罪人朋友们，如果你今天还没有那宝血，还没有拯救，还没有恩典，愿耶稣基督的宝血抓住你。你说，我一直以来都平安无事。但是某一天，你总会去到一个没有任何东西可以帮得了你的地方。让我们低头祷告。
Is there would be one here today would like to say, God be merciful to me. I realize that I've done wrong. Maybe you've joined church, that's all right. But if you haven't received the grace of Christ, would you raise your hand and say, pray for me, Brother Branham?
今天这里有没有一个人想说，神呐，可怜可怜我，我意识到我做错了。也许你加入了教会，那很好。但如果你还没有领受基督的恩典，你愿意举起你的手说：“伯南汉弟兄，请为我祷告好吗？”
God bless you, Mister. God bless you, Lady. That's right. God bless you, Sir, back there. God bless you and you, way back in the back. Yes, God bless you. Raise your hand. That's right. Just put your hand up and say, "God be merciful to me."
神祝福你，先生。神祝福你，女士。那是对的。神祝福你后面那位先生。神祝福你，还有你。最后面那位，是的，神祝福你，举起你的手，那是对的。举起你的手，说：“神呐，请怜悯我。”
You say I belong to church, Brother Branham. Yes, I've tried to be good, but I don't know. I just seems like I can't do it. Oh, poor pilgrim, poor decrepit friend. You've really never seen the vision yet.
你说， 伯南罕弟兄，我属于教会，是的，我努力行善，但是我不知道，我似乎怎么也做不到啊！可怜的朝圣者，可怜的无能为力的朋友，你确实还没有见过异象。
You say, Brother Bram, I shouted, I spoke with tongues, I done all this. That might be true too. That's all right. Nothing to say against that.
你说伯南罕弟兄，我喊叫过，我讲过方言，我做过那些事情，那也许都是真实的，那很好，我完全不反对那些。
But my dear lost friend, but to speak with tongues or to shake or to shake hands or to be baptized, that's all right.But to know him is to know a person. To know him is life.
但是我亲爱的世上的朋友，讲方言、颤抖、握手、受洗，那都是好的。但是认识他，就是要认识那位真实的。认识他就是生命。
You say, I know the Bible real well. Well, to know the Bible is not life. To know him, the personal pronoun, to know him, Christ.But you know he's forgive you. Would you just raise your hands again? Someone else?
你说我精通圣经，精通圣经也不等于有了生命。要认识他，人称代词，认识他，基督，你知道是他赦免了你。你能再次举起你的手吗？还有其他人吗？
God bless you, lady. God bless you, sir. God bless you over here, brother. God bless you back there, young man. God bless you over here, sister. God bless you way back in the back there.That's right, to know him is life.
神祝福你，女士。神祝福你，先生。神祝福你，那位弟兄。神祝福你，后面那一位年轻人。神祝福你，这位姐妹。神祝福你，后面那位。是这样的，认识他就是生命。
Brother Bram, remember me. I'm now right here in my seat going to accept Christ. Say, come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and give unto me that peace, that sweetness.
你说伯南罕弟兄，纪念我，我现在就在我的座位上接受基督，请你说，主耶稣啊，请进到我里面，进到我的心里，赐给我平安和甜蜜。
Go to church, play the music as hard as you can, dance up and down, run through the aisle, go home weary and toss and fuss. That's not Christ.
上教会，拼命的弹奏赞美神的乐曲，跳上跳下，在过道上奔跑，回到家里累得要命，烦躁不安。那不是基督。
You go to church, sit and listen to some little sermon about how the bridge is going to be painted or something other like that. Never hear the word. The word brings life. It's the seed. Don't you want peace?
你上教会，坐在那里听一段关于有一座桥要怎样油漆的讲道或者类似的内容，却从来没有听到神的道。神的道带来生命，那是种子。难道你不想要平安吗？
Are you bothered about dying? If you'd have a heart attack today, does it weary you? Or would you rejoice to say, I'm going to be with the Lord Jesus on the end of this road? Do you know him? If you don't, just raise your hand. We're going to ask prayer for you. Yes, brother, you do. All right. In your heart now.
你真的为死亡烦恼吗？如果你今天心脏病发作，你会担心吗？或者你会喜悦地说，我就要在路的那头与主耶稣同在了。你认识他吗？如果你不认识，请举起手，我们要为你祷告。是的，弟兄，你也一样。好的，现在你的心里。
Just as I am without one plea, but that Thy blood was shed for who? For me. Because I promise I'll believe. O Lamb of God, I come tenderly, mercifully.
照我本相，无善足称，为你流血，为谁？替我受审。因为我答应要相信，
救主耶稣，我来，我来，要温和的，仁慈的。
Just walk right to him by faith. Believe that he's standing right there by your side. He is.
照我本相，要凭着信心向他走去，相信他就站在你身边，他就在那里。
Ding not to rid my soul. How much now?
不要迟疑，抛弃我魂，抛弃了多少呢？
Of one temper, malice.
一次，暴躁，怨恨。
To him whose blood can cleanse each spot, O Lamb.
因你宝血，除罪可靠，救主耶稣。
By faith I walked to the cross this morning. I lay my burdens down. I come. God bless you back there. That's good.
凭着信心，我今天上午就会走向十字架。我放下我的重担，我来了。神祝福你，后面那位很好。
Don't be indifferent now.Warmly, sweetly, walk right up to the cross. In the Old Testament, they brought a lamb. They know they'd sin. They know it by the commandments. You know it now because God spoke to your heart.
不要漠不关心的样子，要热情、甜蜜地走向十字架。在旧约时代，人们带一只羔羊去献祭。他们知道他们犯了罪，他们是靠着诫命知道的。你现在也知道了，因为神对你的心说了话。
They looked at the commandments, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not do so and so.
旧约时代他们把诫命拿来看，你不可奸淫，不可这样，不可那样。
And they took a lamb, went and put their hands on the lamb, priest cut the throat, the little fellow was kicking and bleeding and blading and dying, his hands was all covered with the blood, and the lamb died in his stead, but he walked out with the same desire to do it again.
他们带上一只羔羊，把他们的手按在羔羊身上，祭司割断羔羊的喉咙，羔羊踢着脚流着血低声叫着死去了，献祭人的手完全被血覆盖了，羔羊替他而死，但是他带着同样的犯罪欲望回去了。
But in this place we come by faith through grace God called us. We lay our hands on the head of the Lamb of God. We hear that swinging hammer.
而我们凭着信心通过恩典来到这里，神呼召了我们，我们把双手放在神的羔羊的头上，我们听到那钉锤的声音。
We hear that voice, I thirst, give me drink. Father, lay not this sin to their charge. They don't know what they're doing. See, by faith, we feel his death there in our stead.
我们听到了耶稣的声音，说我渴了，给我一点水喝。父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。看到没有？凭着信心，我们感觉到他的死是顶替我们的罪。
Wait, and in our heart comes a deep, settled peace when a voice says, "You're pardoned now. Go and sin no more."
当那声音说：“你被赦免了，去吧，不要再犯罪了。”一种深邃的平安临到我们的心里。
How by grace then?We walk away with not the same desire, but a desire never to sin no more, to do anything wrong. The peace that passes all understanding has entered our heart. May you receive it now while we pray, everyone together.
然后我们靠着恩典离开，再没有犯罪的欲望，取而代之的是不愿意犯罪，不愿意做错事的欲望。那出人意外的平安进入了我们的心。在我们每个人一起祷告的时候，愿你领受这种平安。
Heavenly Father, they're coming by faith through grace. There's about a dozen hands went up. It's the fruits of the message. They come to you. They believe. I believe in them too, Lord.
天父啊，这些人凭着信心，通过恩典而来，大约有12个人的手都举起来了。 但是这信息的果子，他们来到你面前，他们相信主啊，我也相信他们。
I believe that truly the Holy Spirit spoke to them, and by faith they're coming right up Jacob's ladder now, right up to the foot of the cross. They're laying down all their sins and saying, Lord, it's too much for me. I just can't bear it any longer.
我相信圣灵确实向他们说了话，他们凭信心来到了雅各的蹄子跟前，来到了十字架的脚下，他们放下他们一切的罪担，说，主啊，这太沉重了，我再也承受不了了。
And will you take away my load of sin and take the desire out of my heart to do so, and let me by faith this day receive you as my personal Savior, and from henceforth I'll follow you every mile of the way to the end of the journey.
求你除去我的罪担，并且除去我犯罪的欲望，让我在今天就凭着这个信心接受你作为我个人的救主，从现在起我要跟随你走每一步，直到这旅途的终点。
I catch a glimpse of what it means to go on to perfection, not going into church and the roots of dead works like baptisms and so forth, but I want to go on until I can be no more and Christ can live in me.
我明白了进到完全的地步的含义，那不是上教会再立根基各样洗礼等等，我要继续前进，直到在我的心里没有任何自己的东西，直到基督能住进我里面为止。
Oh Jesus, grant this to each penitent soul this morning. Everyone that raised their hands shall receive eternal life because you promised it.
耶稣啊，求你恩准今天上午每一个悔过的灵魂，每一个举起手的人都会领受永生，因为你应许过。
They made a public exception. They raised their hands. They broke all the laws of gravitation. They made science feel ashamed of themselves, because science says your arms has to hang down.
他们公开地接受了你，他们举起了他们的手，他们挣脱了地心吸引力，他们使科学自愧不如，因为科学说人的手必须下垂。
Anything would prove that in science, that it must stay earthbound because gravitation hold it down. But there was a spirit in them that made a decision, and they defied the laws of gravitation and raised their hands.
科学证明说一切东西都要下垂，因为地心吸引力的缘故。但是在他们里面，有一种灵使他们做出决定，挑战地心吸引力的规律，举起了他们的手。
You've seen it, Lord. You put their name on the book. Pardon the old books back in the sea of forgiveness, and I'll never be remembered more.
主啊，你看到了，你把他们的名字写在那已赦免的册子上，记录他们罪过的册子现在已被你扔进了遗忘之海，再也不会被纪念了。
Let them go forward today as loving sweet Christians to serve you, and maybe many didn't raise their hand, grant to them also. Let the saints walk us a little closer, Lord, for we're one day near home than we were yesterday. Be thou with us, Lord, for we ask it in Christ's name and for his glory. Amen.
让他们今天就成为充满爱心的甜蜜的基督徒，向前走，去侍奉你。也许还有许多人没有举手，求你也恩准他们的心愿。主啊，让这些圣徒们再走近些，因为我们比昨天离天家更近了一步。愿你与我们同在，主啊，我们奉基督的名，为他的荣耀这样求，阿们。